Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Galactic Roundtable. I have Taran, Rama, and Marita here with me today.
Greetings.
Greetings, everybody.
We have a jam-packed day today. I'm very excited because we have a guest today, Tony DeAndre from WelcomeTheLight.com. And we'll be talking to him in just a few minutes after the hard news. I also want to invite my friends Susan and Fran, if you're listening, and you would like to call in to tell us more about the DVD program that Ashtar asked us all to participate in, please call in at any time. Our plan for today, everybody, is to do hard news, and then we'll have Tony for our guest. And I invite you to call in any time with questions, 415-762-1161. And after that, I will be giving a presentation on filing the UCC papers and becoming Ouachita. So let's get rolling.
You want me to do the news here?
Well, I thought maybe Tara had an announcement first.
She's madly...
Oh, she's on the phone. Oh, yes, yeah, start the news first. That would be great.
Okay.
We are here,
dear.
Oh, we on the air?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, what are you going to do here, Commander?
Well, I have to say, on the bigger scale, the big picture, little story, what is going on is the Syrian commander has an unscheduled trip. He's in Afghanistan, Kabul, and I'll just say it might not be about anything else but the Stargates, and they are putting out a story that he's going to take Mr. Hamid Karzai out behind the woodshed. But who knows?
Oh.
It is all about the Stargates. That's the biggest story out there. Everything else is smoke and mirrors. And I heard Arianna Huffington this morning on right, left, and center. And she was just saying that the Republican right, all they are doing is scaring the people and making stuff up. And, I mean, this is what is being said, and it is the most ridiculous on any level. The Syrian commander is doing what he said he would do to get the mission accomplished, which is first contact and the freedom of planet Earth. And this is what is happening. Everything else is a diversionary tactic. On NPR, actually, this morning, Public Access Radio, there was a story about spirituality in the workplace, of all stories. And these were just everyday blue-collar folks. Some were white-collar folks working at corporations. And it was people sharing stories about how they, in a sense, got out of the dogma and the catechisms and woke up to a greater reality, where some of these people took it to the level and this, you know, they actually painted themselves blue, went out in the woods and started doing drumming and singing and connecting with the idea of the Na'vi from Avatar and actually going into altered states with the drumming and the singing and the meditating and bringing it to a place in which where this one lady healed her ovarian cancer just through the drumming and the singing. And these are some of the miraculous things happening that is not being talked about.
I know how this works, Rama. This is real. It's when you connect with bliss that you're able to overcome the thoughts that created the the imbalance in the body in the first place. And when you can do that, when you can connect with that bliss that's above all of that, then you get healed.
Yes. And
uh-huh. When you were talking about the Huffington.
Marita, we can't hear you. You've got to be a lot louder. Marita, we can't hear you, Marita. We can't hear you at all.
You can't?
No.
You've got to be a lot louder, a lot louder. You're way too soft. Hello?
Is this any better?
Yes.
Much better.
Okay. I thought you were going to talk about last night. I saw the Huffington Post, all the appointments that Obama had made during recess, like doing an intro.
We did. We covered it for a long time on yesterday's call.
Well, I saw it last night, but I had to get off last night. I was just exhausted. So sorry I didn't hear it. I just wanted to make sure that everybody heard
I'm
about
all
that.
I'm mostly teasing you, Marita. I'm sure there were plenty of people who were not on yesterday's call.
It did go a little late.
What is going on with the 15 appointments is Obama is moving into place all the folks that are going to turn their hats around and just say, reach for the sky, Mr. High Treason, economic high treason. It has to do with a complete changeover of the reality in which we have been led to believe for the last 100 years, where the Vatican is falling day by day. The Pope is so silent right now concerning all the issues that happened this week as quote-unquote Holy Week approaches. And it would be in his best interest to do the Ho'oponopono at this moment, in the sense, you know, love these ones even more in their, you know, madness that they believe they are right in what they are doing. It is so insane. And at the same time, there is another piece coming in, which is the Nogwal. And that's that non-ordinary reality that changes physical matter into pure energy and back again. That is the serendipity that is occurring right now. On the local news around here, I heard last night there was an interesting craft seen over the Sandias. And there was one story about it in the Albuquerque Journal, and then it disappeared. But this craft was clearly seen with blue and purple lights.
Mm.
Overall, what is being said right now by so many folks is that the whole issue going on with health insurance reform, with the economics at this time, all of what is occurring is a total change of the story so that we can go back to the original story, her story that hasn't been told, that has been wiped from the history books. And this is why we're coming to hear what has to be said about the Washita Nation. Mm-hmm. Oh my. And the King of Swords said, he made this point. He wanted to say the issues going on with Faction 2 and the Republic and what these folks want to do with serving all of the governors out there. I will just say, because this is not according to what is going on, how it is done within the Constitution, within Washita law. There are ways to do this, and it is not what is being said. And then there are other pieces of this tied in with all the other disinformation about packages, etc. And I will just say right now, nothing happens till after Nasara is announced. That is the word from the man. I passed the talking stick.
Well, nothing happens until these folks are arrested first.
That's right.
And then after that, and you might even say there's a simulcast going on, because full disclosure and Nasara as an enactment, as law, publicly announced, there will be some full disclosure right with it at this point. It's a simulcast at this point.
I want to talk about what Ram is talking about. Everybody, these ones on the right who are trying to bring fear to everybody, and their ringleader this morning is Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota, and she is mixing lies in with the truth. She's talking about how the government is taking over everything. She acknowledges that this started back in 2008 under Bush. And then she doesn't mention his name, just the date, and then she lumps it all together, and she says, this is all Obama's doing. And furthermore, then she says things like, she'll quote a poll that was taken, and she'll say, this large percentage of doctors have said that they will leave their practice if medicine becomes socialist. Well, we have not become socialist. All we did was reform the insurance laws. So she's mixing all this, truth with lies and getting people. She's inciting civil unrest as far as I can see, and she's getting everyone prepped for tomorrow with this delivery of information to the governors and trying to make it into something that it's not.
Mm-hmm. And what I keep being told by everyone, Michelle Bachmann is out there like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, and they are not credible.
Caribou Barbie.
They are not credible life forms.
No.
The only thing we've got to know about this is that the group that are behind this particular lawsuit, and everybody, there are so many lawsuits against this federal government, you can't count them anymore. And the thing about this one is that it is not in the feminine.
No.
It was something that was done with legalese. Legalese has nothing to do with the law. The law is the law of the feminine way for the land. And the law of the feminine way for the land, the only one, is Ouachita. They did not bring it to the feminine. They, quote unquote, formed with their legal paperwork, legalese type statutes. They formed something they call a republic, yet it is not focused on the original civilization. It has to be. And the original civilization is the Ouachita people, and it was based in the feminine principle, which is the law of nature. So that's the difference. And it's got to be done in a way with the proper attitude.
And the
proper attitude is not contained in these people, because all these teabaggers, including, what's the lady's name?
Michelle Bachmann.
They're all behind this so-called republic that was formed here, and they want to use it with forcefulness. They want their guns at their sides. That has nothing to do with the feminine way. And so this is extraordinary. You might even say that socialism and feminism could really be related in a very, very harmonic way when you talk about the basis of the Ouachita way was living in community, thinking globally, acting locally. And that means we've got to be responsible for that idea in the world. And in order to do that, we need to shift our consciousness, and we need to also shift where we walk our talk. And that's what means to talk about Ouachita. Now, I'm going to say this because I think this is the time. This is a forum here on the radio, and it's international. And the lesson of becoming Washita is an international concern, as we must know that the head of this whole Nisara is actually Lady Master Nada, the Divine Feminine Consort of Sananda Kumara, who is the Man of the Prophet's Way, which is the Man of the Prophet's Way. That is the same as talking about the teachings that come from the Divine Feminine Principle. A good man is only as good as his word. Let his word be made flesh by the laws of nature and nature's God, which are unalienable. And we are not governing by those laws until we understand the constituency would be those who would be fellow citizenry that would understand that the substance that the constituency is standing on is firm ground. And that means you're going to be standing on mother, not on father. Let's get it straight. That's why we're going to be going through this process, and it's a labor of love, and it's going to take time as we go through it and shift our consciousness. Now, we said the first law of love is to be calm. So when people like Michelle Bachman get up there, and you can tell that they're not coming from that state of love, then it certainly doesn't do any good for us to get on our high horse. It does do good for us to teach the love in a calm manner, and then we can take actions from that place in a calm manner. Now, when we are being, you might say, unrecognized in this world as to the way in which we walk our talk, it is very important for those who are wishing to join this this endeavor now to actually take the resources financially to make sure that we have the radio show to speak from. And we are nearly 1,700 or so, or at least that, behind, and every time we're doing a show now, there's more. And I'm just going to put it out right now that we ask the polity in this group, we ask all of us, that Mother taught us this in the last little while. She said the way of the mother is the way of the Peshat. And we just learned that in Hebrew, the word Peshat means simple. And simple means in this not simple Simon in the sense of the guy that met the pieman. It means the one that is living in truth, knowledge thereof, simplicity, and therefore love. And when we know the knowledge of the truth, then we can walk our talk in the highest road of that knowledge, which is the highest form of love. And the highest form of love is to work together in community, in service to the law of the one. So in service to the law of the one, and in to preserve these types of calls which put out the truth, and to preserve a way of getting news that makes sense out there, so that we can learn these things together and implement them together. I would put out the premise that one of the best ways for us to support the radio station and pay for this, because the radio people have said that as they have us in this group buy the archives, and I guess I'll leave Beth to give the instructions of how one can find out how to do that. Each one of these calls is a teaching, and there has been so much participatory democracy going on here of the feminine way, that you can buy them, and 100% of what you spend goes to paying for this show. So take your resources and only use what you need to lead a simple life. Only what you need. And this is what the man with the plan, every prophet has taught. And then take everything else that you have and give it in service to the community whole. And so I'm asking that you do that. And Beth, can you tell people
how to buy the archive?
How to do this, because we need to have this done within the next 72 hours. Now, that's a magical number. 72 hours, 72 degrees. 72 degrees is the angle at each of the pentagram angles that make the pentagram. And you make a five-pointed star by placing each of those 5 points at that angle. And the five-pointed star we learned yesterday in that documentary on public broadcasting, that it was a symbol in Masonry as it was in other teachings, spiritual teachings. It's a symbol of the divine feminine, of the teachings of the way of Isis, of the Black Madonna. And they even showed us that Sarah was black, and they labeled her as a servant girl of Yeshu and Magdalene. And Yeshu and Magdalene left Egypt after Sarah was born there and raised there in the first 12 years, and she was taught how to live by her 12 strands of DNA, where the 12th year is learning how to live by the 12th strand. The 12th strand is where love comes from. And the Merovingian bloodline from which everyone comes from, which means that as you go back far enough, that means the original bloodline goes back to Washita. And I pointed that out on our call this morning, the Washita call, that Sarah was depicted in this documentary as a statue in this cathedral in Scotland, where the Priory of Zion had constructed this cathedral right on what's called the Rose Line, which is a meridian that goes right through the Avalon Gate and ends up in Glastonbury. Now, we have a Rose Line over here, too. We have a Rose Line that is depicted by the meridian that goes through Washington, D.C. And I said this morning, Barack Obama and Michelle have been Washita for a very, very long time. And the reason that they were selected to be president and co-equal with her husband, because that is what the Washita principle says, equal in their authority and their power and their love and their wisdom, and their service must be done by honoring both in their missions together. And being Washita, that becomes real. And we learned something this morning, and that is that, and by the way, you can purchase this call today when we finish it and pay for these archives that I
wait, Sarah, wait. I only want to make one thing clear, Tara. Our archives are 100% free. You do not have to purchase our archives. Our archives are always free, always have been free, always will be free. Everything that Tara and Rama and Beth and Marita Robert do is a spiritual service. We do not collect a salary for what we do. We do our mission because we've been asked to, and we have this lifestyle because we've agreed to do our spiritual service without any compensation. And if you go to bbsradio.com, They negotiated with us from the start. We said, we are not for profit and our archives are free. And BBS Radio said from off the bat, absolutely right. We will give you your archives for free. What helps us and what helps BBS Radio is when you purchase the archives of their other programs. And if you feel that there may be a program on BBS Radio you might want to listen to, if you go to thegalacticroundtable.com and you go through the button that's there and you press on it, and that will take you to bbsradio.com. If you go through that way and you take a purchase of archives of all of their other excellent programming, then you are going, we are going to receive 100% of that purchase back to pay for our airtime. And if everybody doesn't dig in their pockets this afternoon and send us a donation on the donate button at PayPal and or purchase archives, we can't commit to being on because we have to pay for the airtime, and we need everyone to jump in here together. And if we're going to provide everything for free, all of the paperwork you need and the instructions for UCC, how to become Ouachita, all the news, the channeling of Mother Sekhmet and Metatron, and on and on and on, everything that we do, all the hours we spend every week, please support us today. We are in dire need. Thank you. I thank everyone who has done this in the past and everyone that will do it today.
And I second that motion. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is what helps this keep going and create the community of circles upon circles around the planet where it is taken to the highest levels. I pass the talking stick.
I think we have two callers waiting at least, and I want to make out a call to, I want to do a shout out to one of my friends called Andrew B. Andrew, if you're listening in the UK today, there's a major issue on the website, and you're the only one I know who can figure it out. I have been, my profile has been disabled on the website, and I'm going in through the admin to get my posts up, and I'm going a little crazy because I'm not sure if it's interference or not. So, Andrew, if you're listening, can you help me and figure it out, because it's a mess right now. Thank you. So do we have callers?
Yes, Big Will, line one.
Good afternoon, Tara, Rama, and Beth, and Murder Roberts.
Big Will, hi. I have to ask you a question before you start. And this is a personal question, Big Will.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you going to send me a donation after you get off the phone?
Well, of course.
Thank you. Thank you for being an example. I appreciate it much. Go ahead.
That's quite all right. I want to say a lot of you were wondering what happened to me. The last 4 days, I've been on a mission, and it was a mission focused on the Sarah. And that was my mission, and decided to do that. I will bring more information to everybody in the next 7 days. Now I want to get back to the hard news with Rama.
Big Will, you're not going to give us any more details than that? You're just going to have us hanging?
Not until Wednesday night on the healing call.
Okay, we're going to have that call if our bill gets paid for, so everybody get those donations out. I'm not joking. It's dire. Please help us. Go ahead, Big Will. Go back to the hard news.
All right, thank you. Okay, thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
First of all, this question is to Rama. Rama, we had an emergency last night. Mrs. Bush went to the hospital last night for an emergency. And so I understand the reason for her emergency is the fact that coming tomorrow, things will come to light, and she do not want to be nowhere near when the fecal matter hit the fan. Am I understanding that?
I will just say that there are all kinds of things going on, and this will be done with peace, love, gratitude, respect, freedom, and justice. And that is how the King of Swords and Saint Germain are doing it. And there is not going to be any kind of chaos as people. There is this energy out there trying to create a false flag event. Michelle Bachmann is pumping that. So is this issue about the Republic. And I would just say, what in the past few days, what the King of Swords has told me, these folks who are hanging on to their guns and their butter had better understand the Syrian commander has this under control, and there is not going to be a civil war in the USA. And I passed the talking stick.
And that's what the danger is of this other attempt to sue the government for their faulty court systems, which are not court systems, they're kangaroo money troughs for the rich and wealthy to make more money and imprison the folks that do not cooperate. And that is why that will not work, because the Tea Partiers are the part of that group. They're pushing, they're pushing for more war. That's why they kept it in the mail conceptualization, and that's why it will not be done that way. And none of that will come to pass. And the King of Swords said, absolutely not. So let's calm down again. We are going to do this right.
One thing I want to add is that on CNN this morning, which isn't the best source for news, but Amanpour was doing a special report with the ambassador to the ICC Division of War Crimes. And so they were doing this long special explaining to people who the ICC are and what they have to do with war crimes. And so the question comes up regarding Mrs. Bush. Is she on the list of criminals that will be indicted for war crimes?
Okay, this is Celeste. We got to get that beeper off of there. Seth?
It's Don.
Don?
Don. Thank you. So is Mrs. Bush involved in the war crime indictments?
I would say that Ma Barker is.
No, Laura Bush, too.
I'm talking about Laura Bush.
I'm saying all of the Bush-Clinton crime family are connected. And, yes, yeah, she's an accomplice to the war crimes. It is
okay.
True.
So that, I think that's what Big Will was saying, that she's gone to the hospital and she's trying to avoid whatever, you know, who knows.
Yes, and Saladin is on line 3, been waiting a long time.
Greetings. Doesn't matter. You know, I can wait for you.
We can't hear you, Saladin, at all.
You gotta talk louder.
Ooh, loud as I'm talking?
You gotta talk louder, and you gotta have no noise in the background in your room. You can't have anything on in your room.
Well, I guess I better start screaming then, because I was surprised.
You go, dude.
Okay, now listen, Saladin, you gotta get off of the other line.
No, you have to turn off your computer, whichever it is. It's creating an echo.
Yeah, you got to get off of the other line, and you got to talk just on the line you're on. Uh-oh. Saladin? Uh-oh.
Oh, please call us back, Saladin.
Saladin, when you call back at 415-762-1161 And you can't be in the same room when you're on the other phone line that you're calling on the conference call. You either got to hang up and just call the one line and then call back on the other.
Julie from Minnesota.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Beth. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, with Arnold Schwarzenegger being a Republican and his wife being a Democrat, and because there's such a big separation, well, with what's going on, how is she able to handle that energy from him? Or is there any information about
weren't they in New Mexico recently, Rama?
Yes, they were.
And would you like to elaborate about that?
It has to do with how Mr. Governor is trying to change his image.
Mm-hmm.
And from one of a, the Terminator to one of a docile, gentle politician. And let's just say that I love this man even more. He is a direct result of the Hitler Youth, and that's an issue on a soul matrix level that all kinds of life forms have to heal within themselves for whatever we all have allowed to occur on this timeline. And I would just say, Mr. Schwarzenegger, he did things in California that are, tantamount to economic high treason. And I would say Arianna Huffington would have made a better governor had she been made governor. Oh, my.
And Rama, what's the story with his wife?
She is of the Kennedy clan, Maria Shriver's.
Yes.
And
is she clean, clear, and criminal free?
Yes. Maria Shriver is one of the Kennedys that has, in a sense, been
a double agent, if you will. Imagine
like
being a
Caroline,
double agent with a man like that for your husband.
Like
Help.
Caroline Kennedy.
How did she come to marry the governor?
It's got to do with the bloodline. They're part of the 13 families, and they got to do what they're told when it comes
sex,
to that.
Sex is never sex, and money is never money.
That's what I thought the answer was. I wanted to hear you say it.
Well,
that's what Julie's asking.
It's sticky and complicated.
I'll make one comment. The blood in the physical body is the feminine aspect in the body. It's the nurturing quality of living with that blood in your body according to the feminine.
And it would be wise for all of these ones to take a big lesson in humbleness and learn about Washita and their Moorish heritage.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you complete on that, Julie?
I just wanted to say one more thing. Beth, I'm sorry that you missed Jesse. I heard about the conflict of scheduling there.
I know. I
or
guess it was just
miss?
Wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, gosh, I felt bad when I heard about that the next day. But
yeah.
Also, I ordered the Michael Moore's DVD, and I'm sending that off for Ashtar, and I donated to you guys last night.
Aren't you nice? Thank you so
much. Bless you.
Who
well,
did you send your DVD
to? Franken.
Good.
Al Franken.
It may have been better to send it to Michelle Bachman.
Well, maybe I'll get another one and
we
send it to her.
Before. Get her shaking in her boots. Thank you for sending it for me, because I wasn't going to take that out of the budget, and I wanted Minnesota to be covered. So I thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
Love you, Julie. Take care. Vilma on line B2.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, Vilma. Hello.
Hello, sweetie. Listen, this has nothing to do with what we're discussing today, but this is a question for Tara. Tara, yesterday you mentioned about the Syrians and the, Arcturians. They're in the Galactic Federation, right, and they're peaceful. Did you say something about them warring with each other?
There was war going on with the Syrians long ago.
Oh, there was war.
Oh, long ago.
The Syrians that came in the wrong time. The dark Syrians called the Satonians came to Earth, and basically they took over Earth.
Yeah.
And they set up shop here, and they made underground bases. And Hitler's been answering to the Satonians all along. And as we learned on the Ouachita call this morning, Hitler learned everything he knew about being a good Nazi here in the United States in Area 51. Over here.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I wanted to find out, because I came in, I got distracted at one point, and I guess I missed part of it. I thought they were still at war with each other.
Oh, they still, the war is still going on against us from below the surface. And you might say the war is over at a certain level, because they cannot overpower the galactics of the light that have come in now. And the light is permeating every cell of all life on the planet. And the loud and the vote is in, and it's for the feminine. It's for Mother Nature. And that, by the way, is so real that on a genetic basis, when we reach the end of this timeline in its last throes, which is, I said this morning, it's really 2012, the final deadline, is October 28th of 2011, not December 21st of 2012. And what that really means is that the dark ones who manipulated the DNA of their own, they manipulated the 12th strand out of their own DNA, all 13 families. And what that means is that they can no longer reproduce any forms whatsoever.
They are sterile.
That means they're sterile, and they cannot reproduce anymore. And the only reason that they've been able to still maintain power is by this cloning operation.
Yeah.
And by these activities whereby if the clone doesn't work, then they just put a hologram up. And the only way those things have any life force in them is that we give it to them. And every time we react rather than respond, every time we go into negative emotion, whether we like to hear this or not, we are feeding their life force and keeping this split in our consciousness separate. And therefore, it's the fear factor of that which they have split in our consciousness that is the only thing that keeps this dog and pony show going. That's why it says the first place to find peace is in your own heart. And it's love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, and then beauty returns to the whole garden.
Oh, got it. Thank you so much for you guys. I love all of you.
Love you too. You guys, we have two more callers right now, and after those two, I want to bring in Tony DeAndre from WelcomeTheLight.com. And so we can have more questions after Tony comes on. So Linda from Virginia, hi, how are you?
Hi there, guys. I'm calling about an email I received, and I wanted to know if you knew anything about this or if it was false or whatever. It comes from an organization known as Restore America, and it's saying that provost marshals will be serving governors or have served governors of the 50 states with notice that they have to re-swear allegiance to the Constitution and that they've been given 72 hours to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that a comparable message has been given to the U.S. military. Do you know anything about this?
Yes. I have gotten maybe 10 copies of this email from people out there. And what I want to say is that, you know, folks are looking for something new, and they want to be sovereign. And Sam Kennedy has done a lot of good work training folks on how to file their UCC. And unfortunately, forming a new republic is not quite the answer yet. The real answer is becoming Washita. And this email is speaking to the religious right. And I think that's kind of cool because the religious right are not going to come to the galacticroundtable.com. And the religious right are not going to come to the Moorish Nation call. So if this little freak out viral email is getting the word out to more people, then, you know, after this comes to play out, then they're going to look around and say, oh, sovereignty, I never thought of that before. Oh, I'm waking up from the Matrix. What an idea.
Okay, who is Rael? Is that rumor mill? Who is that?
Yes.
Raylan. I don't know, so tell me. I have no idea who this is or what, but
well,
I just have a friend
sent it
to me.
The point I'm trying to make, Linda, is When we don't focus a lot of time on a particular issue, it means we're looking away from it. It means we don't want to put any more information out about it, and it means it's holding no water. So I'm just saying the whole point of this viral email is to get more to wake up that can't come or won't come to the Moorish Nation call or to the galacticroundtable.com. And we're going to have to just wait and see how this plays out. There's not a lot of truth to what they're talking about. There's a little bit of truth, but not a lot. And we'll wait until tomorrow and see how it plays out. And then after tomorrow comes and goes, these people will start to think more about sovereignty for themselves and the fact that the corporation called United States of America is a believed government, and maybe we should change it. And then they might go searching on the search engine and find out that we have put out on the Galactic Roundtable the truth about our president and his wife being Washita, and maybe they'll look into that next. And as far as talking about who wrote it, who sent it, what are they doing, I choose not to do that. That's not helpful at all.
All righty. Okay, well, thank you, and bless you all. I love you. Take care.
Thanks for the question. I appreciate it much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Deja, hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Beth and Rama and Tara?
Good to hear you.
I have a quick question. I was putting away groceries as you were talking about donating, and I hear it's pretty urgent. So how can I make donation for Rama, Tara, you, and BBS? I just have a little extra, but I want to donate.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Deja.
You're welcome.
My favorite way to donate to pay for the radio bill is to purchase to make an archive purchase. If that floats your boat, if you think that you will listen to other programs on bbsradio.com, that is a win-win-win situation. Otherwise, if you want to donate in any other way, the way you donate for radio by purchasing archives is you go to the link at thegalacticroundtable.com. It's on the left-hand side of the page, in the middle of the page. You have to scroll down to find it. The other way to donate is to go to the PayPal button on the galacticroundtable.com, and that is also on the left-hand side of the page. And there's a place.
It says donate there?
Yes, and when you go to PayPal, they'll put a memo box, a text box, and you can designate any portion of any amount of a donation to go to any place, and it's linked to me, and I will make sure it goes to the right place. And thank you, everybody, for your support. This is
you can also get that to Rama and Tara.
I can. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to take up any more time because I'm very excited hearing Tony. And I love you all. And thank you so much for your hard work and all you give us. Okay?
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Okay, everybody. What I'd like to do is I would like to introduce our special guest for today. He is the owner of WelcomeTheLight.com. He's a huge GalacticRoundtable.com supporter, and we've been friends a long time, and his name is Tony D. And, Tony, hi, I welcome you.
Now, it's special. I don't know whether I'd quite use that word, but... Well, thanks for having me on.
Tony, you had posted an interesting article on Welcome the Light earlier this week, which I posted also on Galactic Roundtable about the now. And there was a big response to that. What have you been thinking about the now lately?
I think basically what I sort of wanted to get across, I think, to most people, I mean, anybody that sort of stopped by the site understands that I'm pretty much, I'm going to just say a regular guy in one sense. I mean, I don't have the channeling capabilities. I don't go out of body that I remember. And, you know, I'm not seeing ships on a regular basis and that. You know, I'm sure I travel up, do stuff at night, and I know that I do that sort of stuff. But, I'm sure, you know, everybody does that at night, and, you know, we just don't remember. So I think for me, I've had the site up for that sort of setup of people that are sort of just trying to get all the information and trying to put it through their head. Because it took me a little while to get all that sort of information together, even for me to understand it. So having the site was a bit of an outlet for me, where I was able to find that I could put out that sort of information and just basically talk to my heart and just sort of see, you know, hey, look, this is what I feel. Anybody else sort of feel the same way? And that's where it started. And then everybody started responding, and I started to realize that there's a lot of people that sort of thought the same way I did. Now, anybody that's been following the site for a while knew that around the Christmas time there was a break off of the site, I guess you could say. And I had to deal with a lot of personal issues, and I've said this many times on the site that I'm sure there are a lot of other people that are dealing with a lot of hard stuff as well. But for me, it was I just needed to deal with a few certain things. And I haven't got a chance to put up Lauren Gorgo's post yet, and I'm going to put that up. It is on the Galactic Roundtable, and that is an exact reason why. And it explained everything, the reason why I feel the way I do. So what had happened is that as I was dealing with all this, I was so worried about the future. I was so worried about the past. There's just so much worry and all that. So upon recommendation, I read a couple of different books. The first one that I got was Siddhartha. Beth, you recommended that I take a read on that one. And that is an absolutely fantastic little read. It's only about 115 pages long, but it was a really good start for learning patience, because unfortunately I have no patience. I want everything yesterday. I want everything tomorrow. That's always
Tony. Tony.
Yeah.
Just let me pipe in one thing here. I think Tara and Rama, when they talk to me on the phone, are always saying that I need more patience. Is particularly Tara is saying I have this mercurial energy that's so fast. And the cure for anything that's bothering me is for me to slow down. And when I get done grumbling, then I say, you're right. And I think they would find it very humorous that I had advised you to read Siddhartha.
Oh, <yeah. clears throat> you know, and it's a great read. And I recommend anybody that's fighting with the patience thing, you got to take a read of that. Yeah, I knocked it off in a day, so it wasn't too difficult. And I'm not much of a reader. So what that basically did is that basically put my mind into learning patience and just understanding that there's, you just have to be patient, I guess. But what was missing is that as much as it is to be patient, I was still finding that, being patient, I couldn't be patient because of the fact that I was still so worried about different things. So then it was recommended that I read The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. And it's funny, I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying, you know what, there's thousands of books out there, and you pick that one book. And you know what, like I said, I'm just sort of this, I float around a little bit, and I don't know too much about all of this information, and that was the one that was presented to me, and it was a fantastic book. And again, I'm going to recommend that everybody should read that book. Because what it did is it brought me out of the concern of the future and the concern of what has happened in the past to live more in the now. And that post that I put up was one that was basically, I just, you know, basically spoke from the heart. It was at 1 o'clock in the morning, and it just sort of connected with all the stuff that I'd been studying on the ethereal level for, you know, the past year and a half through all of, you know, Mark's information, Tararama, Beth, all of you guys, and tied it in together with what Eckhart had written about the now. And maybe, and I'm sure Eckhart does know all about the, you know, the galactics and that, but, you know, he just can't put it in the book. And I don't know, just something clicked, and that's what that post sort of came from. It came from the realization that, you know, everything is done. Everything has been completed. And I think it just brought a little bit of a realization to me, because the most frustrating thing that I've had is, you know, why the bloody beep or everybody, they're all saying, it's done, but it's not. And this is the thing where I really struggled with. And I think once I realized to put myself more in the now, that's where it all came out, and that's where I had more of an understanding of it, and then that sort of spit out that post.
Okay, so whenever someone asks me, hey, Beth, do you know anything more that I could read, the only book I ever recommend is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, because it is the book. Without that, there is nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, and it was able to, it's clearly written, and there's something in there for everybody, that whether you're going to be concerned about relationships, you're going to be concerned about work, or you could be concerned about really anything. You know, he does a really good job in bringing it all into focus. And, yeah, no, that really helped me with that. And that's sort of where that post came from.
Well, you and I have been talking about the galactics and the cloakings. And, you know, every once in a while you send me a note and you say, Mother Sekhmet said it's happening now.
Yeah.
Explain that to me, Lucy.
What's that?
Explain that to me, Lucy.
What's that?
About, you know, just you were talking about that in your post, about how the galactics say it's happening now and what that means and what the lesson is for us.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I tied in together, is that the human, and when you read the book, it'll make more sense, but like I try to make it as simple as possible when I wrote the post, that basically he brought up the point that every single thought you have is based in fear. And he then switched the fear to pain, because he wanted to associate more every thought to pain. Now, we fell from grace thousands of years ago or whatever it's been, and you know, that's been talked about from so many different levels. I mean, everybody's talked about, you know, we fell from grace, blah, blah, blah. Well, that was basically going from the conscious thought to this mind-ego control, which every single thought we have is one of pain. And when I started to realize that, I was like, okay, that's interesting. And he also equated every single thought with an opposite. So if you have a thought of, you know, great love, great, you know, you really, really like somebody, and then you have that, oh, my God, there was someone else, or I really, really like my job, but, oh, my God, I'm going to get fired, there's every single thought will have an equal and opposite good and bad. So you basically will fluctuate back and forth between feeling really good and feeling really bad. But when you're in the now, there's only three feelings, and they don't have any opposites, and that's love, joy, and peace. And that's what he started to talk about.
Mm.
So when I started to go into the now and just started to realize that, and I'm kidding you, it was only a couple seconds that I would feel that, oh, this feels really good. And that's when I started to realize that all of the galactics and everybody that keeps saying that it's done now, well, it is done now because, you know, there is no future. This is the thing. There is only now. And that's, I think, was the biggest thing that I started to realize, that when they keep saying it's done, I realized that it is done. Now, what I'm trying to wrap my head around now is I guess there's something of a merging of timelines between our Earth here and the fifth dimension. That I'm not 100% sure of, but at least I'm a little bit more accepting of the fact that when I hear, you know, it's done, the arrests have taken place, that, yeah, they have, because the now consists of everything in the past and everything in the future.
Right, and then also, you know, have you taken a look at the new Earth yet?
Yeah, I'm reading that one right now.
Because he goes into that pain body in depth in that one. It's so interesting.
Yeah, I did read the chapter on the pain body for sure, because that is just a nasty thing that our minds have created. All this death and destruction and all that in the world is basically this ego pain body that just comes out. It's quite fascinating when you look at it, but that's what I sort of made on the post too, that, you know, like, why don't we all just, there was a bit of a fun challenge, but, you know, think in the now and just see what happens, because I've had some pretty crazy things happen just by thinking in the now, because you're in contact with galactics and you're in contact with yourself more so than anything else. So you sort of have these realizations in that, and when you realize that, you realize that, you know, you don't have to stress out about everything. Everything is perfect. Everything is love and joy. And it sounds really cheesy, but, you know, that's what it is. Did I lose everybody now?
Why is that? Do you think the boys did something?
What's that? I think I missed that.
Oh, sorry about that. I just want to say, if anybody has a question for Tony D, please call us at 415-762-1161.
And it's interesting, too, all of the Ouachita stuff that's being talked about, too, because I've spent quite a bit of time, actually, before going into studying a lot of the ethereal stuff, as I studied a lot of the commerce stuff, and I actually had studied under Sam Kennedy's information. So it's interesting to sort of see it all coming up right now, that sovereignty thing.
Well, Tony, you were telling me that you studied about filling out the UCC, and you had completed yours.
Yeah, I have, and it was a little bit of a different go because, I mean, I'm in Canada, and if there's any Canadians out there,
we have a lot of Canadian listeners, so this is so helpful to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely, because if you look at Canada, Canada is actually the 13th district of the United States. You can go on to sec.gov, which is the Securities and Exchange Commission. You can search for company. You can type in Canada, and Canada comes up. It's incorporated right out of the States, and you can see the budget and you can see everything. So once I realized that, I realized that everything that I could file from Canadian, I could still file through the U.S. Treasury because we're basically just a stem of them anyways.
I see. That's so interesting. Thank you for doing that research.
Yeah, that was a lot of research. But I've done that. I've filed UCCs and PPSAs in Canada, and yeah, it's interesting to see. It makes a lot of sense. Sure.
When a person has completed their UCC, then they are able to send a copy of that to the Ouachita Nation and ask for those filing forms. So you may be interested in doing that.
Oh, definitely. And, yeah, the Ouachita thing is the first, I have to admit, it's the first I've heard of it. All the studying that I went down was more along the lines of, you know, filing your birth certificate bond, indemnity bond, promissory notes off of that, all the legal jargon, you know, to basically settle debts is sort of the way that I went with it. Still claiming sovereignty and having a security agreement filed and liening yourself and all your property. But, the Ouachita thing, I'm definitely going to, you know, take a look into that as well.
I have written an article this morning and posted it on the Galactic Roundtable that it describes everything about the UCC and Ouachita and what it means spiritually. So besides that, I also posted all of the documents and the instructions on the Galactic Roundtable this morning. I had trouble getting it lined up just right, so we're going to have to see how it worked. And then if that didn't work right, I'll repost it again in PDF form. And I'm working on that, folks. It takes a long time. But, Tony, I think I have a fan of yours on the call with a question for you. Lightbeam 12, welcome. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you so much for calling. You participate a lot on the Galactic Roundtable, and I always enjoy your comments on everything very much. You do a lot of research, too.
Well, thank you. I finally, in my journey of enlightenment, I finally got to my destination. So connecting with you in the roundtable, and I'm learning so much, and I'm like everyone else. I'm going through all the changes to become totally sovereign, and I am making a step-by-step program on how to do that. So all this information that you're sharing on the web at the roundtable is so helpful. So I'm adding that. I'm going to do your things first, and then there's just so much. I don't want to take the time up on that. But thank you for the acknowledgement, and you guys have kept me above water. Thank you.
We're all doing this together, and it's a blessing to have you as part of the family with all of us. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I had a question, if it's okay now. I don't want to take up too much time. I'm meeting now. And I sent it to all my really close inner circle of family and friends, although I have a huge southern family. I had a question, and I'm reading it, and there is a difference, and it aligns totally with everything we are about at the round table. It's just amazing.
Yeah, your question.
Okay, my question is this. I was able to get with the link that was given by Missy at the blog, I was able to link to get the book and download it to my computer and share it with my friends. I want to know how we can contribute back. I mean, I'm sharing that site with everyone too, but I want to pay something for that book, or maybe just sending people to the site is the exchange. Do you see what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. I want to ask you, Tony, what you think, because what she's saying is that there's a PDF file out there with the entire book, The Power of Now, on PDF, and you can read it for free. And we posted that link in the forum reply section of the Galactic Roundtable, or the blog reply section. I usually don't promote taking things for free that shouldn't be for free, but I don't know. That book has been out for 10 years, and so what is your two cents, Tony?
Well, I understand exactly where you're coming from with that, and I think I've got the same link put on mine. I mean, in today's day and age with the Internet, I mean, yeah, it's easy to find all these type of books. Anybody can find a PDF. I mean, I found it too. It wasn't hard. But what I did is I posted an Amazon link on my site, so people could actually click on that, and then Amazon
to
actually buy the book. So it's got the option for that, but I'm sure I can speak for Eckhart that if somebody does not have the money, or if there's an urgency of time, I think if they were able to read the book via PDF, I'm sure he'd still be happy with that because the information is getting out, and if that makes one more person get out of that ego state and into a more of a conscious state, realistically, that's only going to help representative of thousands of more people, right? So the disadvantages, of course, of PDFs, you got to print it out, or you got to read it on your computer. A book is nice to have, but yeah, you know what? I guess it's kind of six of one, half a dozen of another. That's always been an issue with movies and music and everything. Now that the Internet's come on and given the opportunity for everybody to have everything right at their fingertips.
I agree, Lightbeam. Right. If people can't afford it and they can read it, this would be a different story if that book came out last week. But this book is 10 years old, and it may be the most important information we have on the planet on this topic. And knowing Eckhart, I feel, at this juncture in time, if you want to call it that, he knows it's out there. So I would say, if this book causes you to want to have a lifestyle of spiritual service to others, that may be the payback that's okay for reading the book and the PDF, and don't worry about it. That's what I think.
Right, and I also appreciate that, and by acknowledging that through the source that came from you guys, and also I basically, each email that I sent the link to, I told them to please sign up for the site and contribute to that community as well as acknowledge the person. So, I mean, And I do feel the urgency there. There's several friends who I feel, I couldn't even finish reading the book last evening. I had to get this out. That's the urgency I felt. So thank you for that. And I will acknowledge him in my life as I go and share that. And I also need to finish reading it too. So I'm on the same page with you. And thank you for answering my question.
Thank you so much for calling, Lightning. Irene, hi. Do you have a question?
Hi, Beth. How are you?
How are you? Good to hear from
you. I'm wonderful, and I don't want to take any time with all the wonderful I love yous and thank yous, but ditto.
That's okay. You can skip it. Ditto.
I'm so grateful, and I wanted to thank Tony. I loved his article that he wrote about the power of now. I read the book when it came out, and I loved the book, but it was nice to have that thought renewed. And so thank you, Tony. And another great article that you posted was Letting Go of the Ascension Story, which was so pertinent for now. And I hope everybody goes and reads that one. And if I had a question, it would be, I was on the website an hour or two before the call and did not find the UCC stuff. So I was wondering if you posted it later because I didn't know where it was.
It took me 13 posts to post the UCC stuff. It's all the posts on the Galactic Roundtable, they limit it to 100,000 characters. And it took me 13 posts to get the files on the Galactic Roundtable. It's all out there. What happened, Irene, and I'm going to just put this out over the air, is that while I was posting it, my ability as Elizabeth Trotwin to post on the Galactic Roundtable got disabled. I have no idea what
that.
I have no idea what happened. Ning has disabled me from going on the site, so I had to go in as the administrator site owner because I set that up as a back door, and now that I'm saying that, that could get disabled too, but I have other back doors that are secret. And then, while I've been on the radio, I have found out that I've been blocked from posting on Yahoo groups as well. And I really don't think it's a mistake. King of Swords mentioned to me this might happen. There are a lot out there who don't want this information to get out. Yes, every bit of the instructions and the UCCs is on the Galactic Roundtable. You have to page back. It took me 13 posts to get the something like 250 pages that you need up there, and it's out there. So,
was it under like the blog list or the articles on the left?
It's on the central blog. It's on the central blog, and it's called, I'm out of the site right now because I got pulled from the site. But it's
okay,
like it says part one, part two, part three, part 14, part 10, part 11, part 12, part 13. Okay. So it's all there. I got it all on this morning.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll let you go now.
Thanks
Love
for the question, Irene. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to see where we are on time with everything. Tony, I think what I'm going to do next is move into a presentation about the UCC, and I wanted to ask you if you had anything that you wanted to leave us with. And I invite you to stay if you have time. I'm hoping we have a lot of questions about the UCC as we go. Were you saying something about how you did it and Canada was different? I think you completed that thought.
I did file the UCC, and as a Canadian, I still filed the UCC, because it's universal. The only thing is that it's different up here in Canada. I mean, you guys have, the courts, and you guys can go in and file different things that way. You lean sort of in your state. Meanwhile, Canada's more like broad, where we have to lean through our PPSA, Personal Property Security Agreement. I believe that's what that stands for. Been a little while since I've been back into that, but
Uniform Commercial Code.
Yeah, the UCC in the States, Uniform Commercial Code. Yeah, but I follow the same paperwork, and and basically just put it through. Where did I put it through? Oh, I can't remember which state I put it through. Well, yeah, but it's easier for all of anybody that's in the United States to go to your. Everybody has a state website, and on the state website, there's a filing of UCC. You can just go bang. You can just go file it right through your state. You can do it right online. I think it costs $14 or whatever to register it. And you're pretty much ready to go. You can fill it all out, and you can add addendums. You can do whatever you want to it. It's quite simple.
Right. Tony, we have a caller from Texas, Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Beth. I found all the information. I've printed it off. It's great.
How did it come out when you printed it? Marianne, how did it come out when you printed it?
It's real tiny.
It is. There might be a way for you to... You can enlarge the font on your printer before you print it, I think.
Okay. But you're missing part 7.
Oh, good to know.
So that's all I need to say. You're just
missing part 7. I wanted to get feedback from someone who actually printed it out. I'm so grateful that you called, and I will correct that, what you just said.
Yeah, my friend Laura and I in Seattle, we were... printing it. We were watching you post it as we were printing it, so it's kind of cool.
Thank you.
So you just missed part 7. That's it.
That's what I want to know. What happened, I want you to go back and look if you can, one of you. I edited part 7 and it dropped below part 6. I think it's on there. Just double check that.
Let me look.
That's great. Thank you so much. Oh, Marianne, I can't hear you anymore. Oh. Anyway,
I can see part 7 on there, Beth.
You can, Marianne, if you guys figure that out, if part 7's there or not, you can send it as a reply to the blog, and I'll get the message, and thank you very much. Sorry, Tony, what did you say?
No, it's on there. It goes part 5, part 7, part 6, part 8. So it just switched around, it looked like. So it looks like it's on there.
Thank you. I had made a promise to get those out there this morning, and I somehow managed to do that. So, Tara and Rama, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm just letting you go.
Here you go, girl.
Okay, well, how about if I start now? I have a little bit I want to do some teaching about the UCC and about Ouachita. I think I'm going to, Tony, if you can stand by, I invite you to do that. If you have something you have to go to, I understand, and I can't thank you enough for coming on today.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'll stick around for a little bit, Beth. When I leave, I'll just let you know when I gotta go. But I'm okay right now for a little bit.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
I want everyone to know that I have put all the UCC information plus the instructions on the website. And as you heard Marianne say, if you print it from start to finish and recognize that number 7 is out of order, but it's there. And if you print it, that she said the text is a small text. So you might want to do a test with one page or so before you start printing it and adjust your computer accordingly to get it to the right text size. And I'm excited that that's out there. I have to acknowledge and thank Grand Goddess Lily. We would not have this information without her. Grand Goddess Lily is a member of the Matriarchal Council of Ouachita, and she's one of their elders, and she has graciously shared what she has with us. The information and instructions that are out there are not legal advice, and you have to do your own reading and your own research everybody's situation is going to be different. You know, I, for an example, just using me as an example, I have a nursing license. I have to put that on my UCC. I'm divorced, so I have to go back and find my marriage license record from the state where I was married. I still haven't completed that part. I'm going to do that, but that was a very long time ago. So there may be parts of this that you have to do that are individual to yourself and your life situation of what you want to include on there, but all the instructions are there. So you can read through it and complete it on your own with what's there. Just recognize that there's a lot of information to know, and you might have to go on the search engine. You might have to dig a little. You might find a consult who is willing to help you for a fee. Grand Goddess Lily said, be wary of these people. A lot of them don't really know what they're doing. So go through word of mouth and find someone good. Go to those Sunday morning Washita calls. I will repost the information, the phone number and PIN code for that. That is your best source right there for this information. And so I want to acknowledge Grand Goddess Lily and her granddaughter. I would like to thank you to Brother Jamal and to Paul, who runs the website Zodiacus. And thank you all of you who I've talked to before and the ones I'll meet in the future. I am very grateful for helping our group with coming into this knowledge. This was brought to me by the King of Swords. He said in a phone call with Rama, he said, you know, to Beth and Tara and Rama, he said, you need to become Washita. And then I was discussing it with Tara and Rama, and I kind of started to cry because I knew what was involved. A lot of my friends had filed their UCC already, and I said, I don't want to do this. It's too hard. I don't like paperwork. It's going to be too overwhelming, and it's too much to deal with. And the very next day, I was out in the forest, and I was connecting with nature there, and Father Alcyone came to speak with me. And that is not something that happens every day of the week. It is something which is regarded as a rare occurrence, and he's someone that you listen to when he speaks. And Father Alcyone told me the very next day, not only will you become Washita, you will learn how to do it, you will help Tara and Rama if they need help, and you will teach everyone else how to do it. So I've had an attitude adjustment and come into my mature form and said, oh, this isn't so hard. This morning, King of Swords told me there are ones out there who won't be thrilled that you're putting this information out there. And so you might get some flack for doing this. So if that happens, just expect it. And I said, okay. And he also said, you've been telling people that you don't answer your emails. He said, this is different. I want you to shift gears now, and I want you to invite people to email you questions. And if they're having struggles with the UCC, then answer their questions. So I invite you to do that. I've been asked to step up to the plate on this, and I'm doing that. Also, know that I won't know all the answers. I'm learning myself. I'm extremely resourceful, and if I don't know the answer, I'll find a place to send you to find the answer, and I will answer your email. So thank you everyone who has helped me with this work that the King of Swords and Father Alcyone asked me to do. And so I want to talk a little bit about there's a lot out there about the political reasons for doing this. And there's a lot out there about what's wrong with our government. And I was meditating last Sunday morning, and I was thinking about my man Bam and all the things that the Syrian commander is going through now to make sure that our government comes to the place where it needs to come to. And that will be with disclosure. So we see that they finished health care, and the very next day they sent everybody home to go celebrate Holy Week with their family. And the minute they got on the plane, my man Bam got out there, and he made 15 appointments to jobs where the departments were being held up because the Senate hadn't taken a full vote. And in the newspaper it said there were, at this time in the Bush administration, the Senate had held up 5 votes at this moment in his administration. Now, currently, the Senate has held up 77 votes. And this is just about placing people into jobs where they're needed to be supervisors and run these departments to get our economy going again. And the party of no has held up 77 votes and made these positions not be filled. And these departments are floundering when the American people need this help now. They're not employing the supervisors to do the work. So as soon as Congress went home, President Obama said, when there's a recess, I am allowed to appoint. And you guys have approved these people in the preliminary vote, but you've neglected to do the final vote. So I'm going to override you because that's my right in the executive order. Article 2, Section 2, I'm allowed to do that, and I'm taking up my rights to do that. So now today we see him in Afghanistan, and we see that all the changes are being made, and he's doing the work. So I was meditating last Sunday morning on the president, and many times I start my day with Michael Franti, I listen to the song, I sing the song, and I just send good vibrations out to President Obama as I start my day. I do that each day. I think it's important. It's like a prayer that goes out to him, supporting him in this very hard task that he has in front of him right now. And so I was meditating on President Obama, and I was thinking about becoming Washita, and I was meditating, and the King of Swords came into my mind, and he said, Beth, President Obama is Washita. And I went, oh, of course. We're moving to planetary government. I called Rama and I said, you have to call the King of Swords and get a confirmation for me. And he did. And King of Swords said, yes, Michelle and Barack Obama are Washita. So this is key. That was all I needed to know. I mean, I didn't need to even know that much, but as soon as I made the connection and understood, that's the gravity of this message. This is huge. And what it, and that's what I'm going to talk about right now to explain more of what does it mean. Because we've been talking about the Moorish calls and we've put some information out there. Tara read the articles, which were excellent. I'd like to turn away from the government information that I'm sold. I've decided I'm going to do it. I understand why I'm going to do it, but it's not my thing to talk about all the government reasons and everything that's wrong with the government. And you might be laughing and saying, that's all you ever do. But I'm going to leave that to someone else, I guess I should say.
Oh, my God. you know, I just picked something up. You know how I am. I listen to you, Beth.
And this is like living with Data. And
you know, and we all listen to you. And I want you to know that we do some listening because there is a mechanism that is set up, that we set up in this divine experience of this body that we created, and we created it when we were galactic travelers on a journey to our mission, Earth. And at the time, throughout all time, this mission was an emergency galactically, and the red alert was on the fourth quadrant of the Milky Way galaxy in the Pleiades. And it was on the fifth planet from the great central sun. And you want to know this, that, you know, they always say repetition is the mother of wisdom. As you want to understand that you are a little circle, you might say, or a dot, and you represent humanity on the Earth. And so that little dot is on another circle at its bottom, right in the mid, at the bottom center of that circle.
And that circle is Earth's circumference. And then there is, you're the dot, you're the center of the universe. You're that universe that emanates through this beautiful body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you have another circle. We're going beyond government now. This is galactic governance. We must, because we are the eagles. We are the Ashtar Command, and we are in the Academy. And we're calling into San Francisco radio station BBS Radio at area code 415-762-1161. And class is now in session. You might as well say we are on the New Jerusalem, where Rama is co-navigating with others on the New Jerusalem as he's sitting here with us all the time. Where are we going on the New Jerusalem at the moment? And this place, Santa Fe, New Mexico, is called the New Jerusalem Ashtar Command Base on the ground on Earth as it is in heaven, which means that this seventh city of Cibola, capital of the Southwest, first capital of the Southwest, is that fourth quadrant of the Milky Way galaxy on the map of Mother America, the New Atlantis. And when we do that, we are talking about the Mother I Am race. That is I-A-M-R-I-C-R-A-C-E. And you turn those letters around and it says America. And it says that the seat of the experiment was in the West, as Lord Jamal said this morning. And he said the experiment was to save the race from completely being a victim of its environment, because the babies at the time were being born with an encephalitis virus. And this was in the Morenas River valleys, which is a part of the Amazon of South America river system. And there are crystals and underground crystal cities of light that are entrances into the central nervous system of all these crystalline formations. And there are rivers under there, and there are lakes, and there are no bottoms to them, and they go layers deep into the earth. And we go into and connect up with walkways. There are a walkway from Mesa Verde in Four Corners, and we got it straight that the opening to the inner earth, the tunnel, is on Mesa Verde, where the real Four Corners is, and it was hidden from sight when the government said, here it is, it's where the four states meet. And everybody went in the wrong direction. Okay, I pass the talk to Sid.
Rich from Utah.
Hi, Rich.
Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings. Short question, just another concern having to do with Wachita. If someone becomes sovereign and becomes a member of Wachita, can they run for public office?
That's a question I have to go ask out there.
It's already been answered because Barack Obama and Michelle were Wachita while they were running for office, folks. It's all done, and this is why we were able to say it was done literally when the paper that met the ink pen that got the signature on it of Bill Clinton on October 10th of 2000, before he left office, and the next dog and pony show called, what do we call it, the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. Rocky and Shrubwinkle show. And that is not funny, because this has always been a war in the families first. That means the Rothschilds on one side with their little 13 family bloodlines and the new kids on the block that want to challenge their ancestral old royal hiney of the queen. The royal queen of England is not the true queen, as we learned. As a result, that is why Bill Clinton, a Rocky, right, a Rockefeller, and Bushwinkle, the Rockefellers and the Bushes are in a war with the Rothschilds. Yet the Rothschilds, the way to keep on pulling it back on their side would be to take someone who had the genetics that would keep it even though it looked like that. And guess what? The seed bank of Hitler was guaranteeing that. They were cross-pollinating and fighting against each other.
There is one Rothschild that has stepped forward in the light, and he's out there in the news. He's kind of a very far left winger. His name is Nicholas Rothschild, and he's a friend of Bono's. And let's just say him and Bono have been having a chat about how to change the course of events.
Now, I just want to say this because that means at that level, that person was a double agent and did whatever they had to do to stay alive, to do just that one favor in the sense so that those of us who could see it with the eyes to see could point it out to the polity. This is where spirit comes into politics, because the Constitution is the only spiritual document on the earth right now.
Along with the Magna Carta.
And that is why that strange man who showed up for the signings of the Declaration and said, sign it. That same man was Saint Germain then and still is, and has never died.
No.
And that is the reason that that man has an office in D.C. as well as in Virginia and has all along. And that is the reason that other messengers showed up, like, look at Joe Wilson, living right here with his twin children and his beautiful wife, Valerie Plame. And talking on television on 60 Minutes and saying our lives became surreal when, you know, when Valerie Plame was outed. And that was the reason why she got on 2020, because what was her name? Katie Couric is also a double agent. Thank you, Katie. She got hired by the big boys. And she was the highest paid when she got hired of all their pundits. Think about it. Katie Couric, a woman in our age bracket or younger. How old is Katie Couric? She's
two or three years older than me.
Well, there you go.
She survived
I'm
cancer.
I'm old grandma. What?
She survived cancer too, Katie Couric.
That's right.
Her husband didn't, though.
Yeah.
That is correct. And those guys, they gave all their own kind as traitors that they thought in their own war, the death knell. And it was done publicly when everybody found out, uh-oh, anthrax in the mail. Anthrax here and anthrax there. And even killed a bunch of people on purpose. What kind of nonsense is this? And Hitler learned all these tricks from the Syrian Setonians, the dark Syrians.
King Tut laced his tomb with anthrax.
Oh, yes. And that is, we have to get over this. We keep saying cloning is a minimum of being used by these dark ones who got their hands on it all the way back in Atlantis. And these guys are warlords. They're ancient warlords from the Orion War. Rama was there.
Yeah.
He looks like a pirate right now until the
I got to get my teeth fixed. Oh, my God.
This is not funny. We have been renegades, believe me. All of us as gypsies, in the sense, renegades for God.
Yeah.
Hobos for God.
That's me.
I am not kidding. And fairies and angels and hobbits and
ogres.
And
whatever
L,
it is taken.
You know, we need to get back in touch with Lady Master Dea, Lady Master Rainbird, maybe, and we'll have to call Shantara. I mean, she wrote something called The Lament of Guinevere, and she had that lifetime experience. She insulted, and this is important, everybody. Guinevere is, and Grand Goddess Lily also alluded to it at the end of the call this morning. She said that where is this coming from that this woman speaks of? It's coming from another dimension. We have to remember as close as the time of Camelot in Avalon, the fairies in their fairy bodies were visible. And
they're visible now, Tara. You just got to know where to look.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I saw them in my yard yesterday. Come on.
I'll just tell you, they have never left.
That's right.
They have never left. Now, I got some experiences of seeing in that reality in very, very much a conjunction with some other reality because I had already prepared myself first. I made a choice to go see a psychic surgeon, a woman in Tucson, and she had a garden, and she lived out a ways from the town. You're talking about cactus, folks.
Cactus?
10 feet tall, you know.
Just
12 feet tall. Yes.
Big cactus.
And,
yeah.
And it's rattlesnake territory, too, and she... And again, the lady that helped me heal with the broken double neck, as Potawatomi, also, her growing up period also was, connected with Potawatomi, but she went, her mother actually, went to Tucson, to that same area, and, what's the name of that town outside of Tucson?
I don't know.
Georgia. Begins with a B. Is there anybody that knows?
Yes.
Bisbee. That little town. And again, these are energies of that land in that richness of the ethers of the kings. And snake medicine is Kundalini power. That is the snake the serpent, and in that Ophiuchian sign with the serpent holder, we are holding our own Kundalini as, remember, we all have a reptilian brain. That's the only place that the serpent medicine can transmute that which has been poisoning it with, you know, a program that was, now, remember, it was for the sake of our human experiment not dying out. This is what Lord Jamal said. Now we must take this into consideration with passion, because when this race over here, the Mayans, and this is something also that we are still talking about, a clock of nature that was causing an aberration in our forms, and it was going to cause the extinction of the race, and there is snake medicine for that kind of bite.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of DNA adjustment at the brain stem, at the base of the brain, which is something that can be done physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually once we open the pineal gland and start the juices flowing again.
Rich from Utah, line one.
Okay, I'm here. You got me?
Yeah.
Yes.
My question is for Beth, and it's a follow-up question from what I just asked a bit ago.
Right.
I have the knowledge that you know, like to hold state office, you have to be a member of that state or a resident of a state. and you have to, and they talk about citizenship and everything else. And I know you're saying that Obama and his wife are Wachita, and I'm sure don't want to stir any problems. I don't want a problem. I just want an answer. Again, having to deal with Wachita as opposed to being a citizen of the government of the United States to hold public office.
I understand.
And I pass, I'm going to pass the talking stick so you can have your freedom at the answer.
Sorry, I spoke over you passing the talking stick. How rude. Okay, Rich, seriously, what I'm going to say is that I guess I'm going to use Mark's favorite expression where he says, let us all suspend disbelief just for a minute. Because what I'm going to tell you is this, and I mean this, and this is true. The first decloaking we see of ships is going to bring Lord Sananda and Ashtar back into planetary governance, and Lady Masternada, working with the King of Swords and Saint Germain, are establishing a new planetary government. We're going to do things differently. We're going to have a new government, and we're going to have a new financial system. So as we segue into the new system, we become Wachita for the sake of all being on board as sentient spiritual beings, having declared that we do not believe in this believed government. We are not slaves. We are not chattel. We know that the IRS was disbanded and dissolved in 2008, no matter which collection agencies who do not have a contract with us have been calling us on the phone and demanding we fork over our money. And so in reply to your answer, to your question, in all seriousness, is everything is changing now. That's why you can see it has been in the news that the central banks in all the countries of the world have said, my country is bankrupt. And this is why in the elections around the world, in the EU, they're losing the elections now. The people are saying, we don't want these leaders anymore. And the UK is firing up for their election coming up in pretty soon. I don't know the date. I thought it was in March, but that's coming to an end pretty quick. And so that's the banks. That's the government. You can see what's happening in our government. It's collapsing right in front of our eyes. The final picture that people don't see is the church. The church comes in very strongly with the UCC, and I'm going to talk about that now. And the reason that we're seeing the Vatican crumbling right now is because they play a major role in 9/11. They ordered 9/11. And all of this is coming out now. So in reply to you, I will say, all those rules that you are speaking of are true in this now moment on this Sunday, but they will not be true as they are written in the days to come. And so we're in this space where we're phasing into something new. So in, as Mark would say, suspend all disbelief and knowing that this change is coming, and King of Swords has tapped me on the shoulder and said, let's get on board together. Let's lay down this foundation because this change is coming fast and furious, and you're going to see decloakings and announcements. And when you do, all that we're saying will come out in announcements. So I can't reply more thoroughly right now just because I know things will change so drastically in the coming future, and that's what Lady Masternada is working on, that it would almost be a non-answer because it won't be true for long, whatever the answer is. Does that help you, Rich? Thank you for the question, Rich. Patrice, after your question, Patrice, I'm going to go back to my teaching.
That was my question. I wanted you to go back to your teachings.
Thank you. Okay.
So thank you. I wanted to focus on the spiritual aspects of becoming Wachita. Thank you very much.
That's when I got up at bat. Bless you, Patrice. Love you. Okay, everybody, I'm going to, you're going to maybe hear me reading a little because I wrote this so that I could get it out right. I want to say in the beginning, I feel it's necessary to say that this broadcast is limited to the sole use of the intended for, and is intended for educational use only. Any and all political, private, or public entities, federal, state, or local corporate governments, municipalities, international organizations, corporations, agents, investigators, or informants at all, and or third parties, working in collusion by collecting and or monitoring my communications without my exclusive permission are barred from any and all unauthorized review, use, disclosure, or distribution. With explicit reservation of all my rights without prejudice and without recourse to me, any omission does not constitute a waiver of any and or all intellectual property rights or reserve rights. Notice to principal is notice to agent. Notice to agent is notice to principal. Thank you. Now, the other disclaimer I'll make is that I don't know all these answers. I'm sharing with you what I know today, and we are learning together. And should any questions arise, feel free to email me, and we'll work them out as we go. The papers I've provided on the website are a gift from our friend, Grand Goddess Lily, who is a member of the Matriarchal Council of Ouachita. She assists me in my mission of facilitating the steps necessary to become Ouachita. The Ouachita designation recognizes each woman, child, and man on earth as originating from one people. Once you take the steps to remove yourself from the uniform commercial code, you are free to be a micronation within the nation of Ouachita, as recognized by the International Criminal Court. The King of Swords, Mother Sekhmet and Alcyone, asked me to help whoever desires becoming Ouachita. Lady Michelle and President Barack Obama are Ouachita. And as we leave the corporation, united with a small U, states, and designate as one tribe, we move into our next steps as planetary citizens. We are one people, humanity. We honor each other. We honor each one's cultural differences and place of origin, be it a star system or planet. And we broaden our scope of understanding to include the Federation of Worlds. We recognize we are humanity of Earth. We return to the governance of our mothers as we become Ouachita. The journey begins by understanding the issues and deciding unto oneself, you are indeed a sovereign spiritual being. By filing the papers to be Ouachita, you have taken the steps for recognition of that legally and irrevocably. It means you no longer participate in a believed government. It does not cancel any agreements you desire holding on to, for example, Social Security benefits or veterans benefits, a passport or a driver's license. It simply states you are not chattel property. You are not a slave. You are a spirit having an experience as a human in the race known as humanity. For the purposes of this discussion, I will not be covering the issues related to the believed government. You are free to read all of that information and email me any questions you have. Email me from my page on thegalacticroundtable.com. I will give you my other email address because as of this morning, I can't get into my Galactic Roundtable email. My personal email is B like Beth, Trutwin, T as in Tom, R-U-T-W IN. It's like Be True Twin at Gmail, which is like Google, G like Google, gmail.com. Be True Twin at gmail.com if you have any questions. I will discuss the spiritual aspects of becoming Washita. Earth is ascending, as are all her inhabitants. As we ascend, we come into a deeper understanding that we are all equal, divine sparks of light, having a human experience here on Earth. None of us are originally from Earth. We are all from other planets and star systems before we became incarnate into these form bodies known as the physical body. The physical body has another name, straw man. The sovereign, sentient spark of life inside is who you know yourself to be when you declare yourself as a member of Washita, of the Washita Nation. It does not matter which star you came from, which religion you follow, if any, who you love, what your color skin is, who your mother is, all are included here. What does it mean, the term straw man? A straw man is one who remains silent inside a believed government and through the action of remaining silent has lost all connection to their divine self. In the Uniform Commercial Code, also known as the UCC, you will see terminology which may seem foreign to you. The straw man is referred to as the debtor and grantor. And the natural woman, man that you are, is referred to the secured party creditor. And the way it's written is the straw man, when you write your straw man name, you write it in all capital letters, first, middle, last, all capital letters. That's your straw man name. And when you're writing your sovereign name, you write it as, there's different ways to do it. I'm telling you one way. You're writing it as, first letter is capitalized and the rest of the word is lowercase. It would be your first name and a dash. Your middle name, a colon, and your last name. And all three of those names, you start out with a capital letter and small letters for the rest of the word. So all of that is in the material that I posted on galacticroundtable.com. And as you read through it, you're going to see what I'm talking about. So don't try to jot that down or memorize it. It's all there. Understand the responsibility involved in exiting the believed government. I will focus on the spiritual aspects and recognizing and acknowledging who you are as a sovereign spiritual being. There is a large distinction between the church, religion, and being a Christ. And the church teaches one must follow Jesus Christ. Being a Christ means you acknowledge you are a sovereign being who is Christ within, and every other person is Christ within as well. Lord Maitreya, the cosmic Christ, asks no one follow him. He suggests one who follows any religion that is best suited for them. And the cosmic Christ returns to Earth at the day of emergence to remind all of us to come together as one humanity, to love each other and take care of one another. And that may sound simple, but to be perfectly honest, they are talking about Nessara law. That's what it means. And we are to be as one people with self-governance. And this is what it means to join the Washita Nation, and it is the planetary government. You know, this is what John Lennon sang about when he said, imagine there are no countries. It doesn't mean that we're, it doesn't mean what it sounds like initially. It doesn't, we still honor each other's cultural differences, but we drop the borders because there will be no more war and there's no more reason to count things that way. The origin of the church has played a large role in the government and the corporation, which we call United with a small U, States of America. And the church has a long history of immorality through the obscene rite. Welfare programs and the church's immorality have been funded through the believed government using the 501c3 incorporation of not-for-profit religions as a tool, and the Federal Reserve with the Internal Revenue System, along with the stock market, are all implicated in treating us as slaves and owned chattel. The church has told us to give one-tenth of our income to them. Many churches do that. The church has told us we are to uphold Father God and the brotherhood of man. In doing this, the church has mutilated the divine consort and cut woman out of divinity. And this cannot be said enough. This is universal law. All creation passes through Mother. Mother Sekhmet, the Black Madonna, Zodiacus. When we remember this, when we remember we are all God and Goddess, we return to the Christ within. In this realization, in the process of ascension, we acknowledge not a common law, for we are not common. We acknowledge divine law, and we base our self-governance of Terra Nova on divine law. And I want to take a minute and I really, while I have your attention, want to share with you what was written by Dr. Henry L. N. Anderson Elbey, who is a minister of education for the Empire of Ouachita, because he is speaking of what Ouachita means. And only by reading his words, and I'll tell you which website I got this from, am I really giving it the attention it deserves? Because I'm new to this. I can't explain it in my own words as well as he says it. And I really want to share it today because it deserves our time and attention. And this is at www.organicwellness.com/Ouachita Nation. There's much more information there than what I'm going to say here. But as I have your attention now, I would like to share this with you. The Moorish Empire Ouachita exists as the world's oldest sovereign and independent nation, acknowledged during the United Nations Decade of Indigenous Peoples Conference in Geneva, Switzerland in 1993, and reaffirmed in our nation's formal address to the working group during July 23rd through 27 of 2001 at Geneva. As descendants of Earth's first humans, that's all of us, everybody, we Ouachita declare our individual and collective and ancient and indigenous sovereignty to every other individual, state, country, or sovereign body, and to the world at large. In our solemn declaration as the people of Mu, we ask not for permission or endorsement. Rather, we demand respect and acknowledgement as the spiraling force of the Mother of all creation has ordained it. That is Mother Sekhmet. And he says, we are a spiritual tribe. And that's what I'm saying. We're all one tribe who live under the protection of the creatress. That is Mother Sekhmet. You call it Zodiacus, call it the Black Madonna. That's what it is. All who offend sovereign descendants of the ancient ones likewise offend the presence of the omnipotent. Those who violate our sacred laws of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice will suffer the consequences down through the lineages of our own seed. The present United States of America, not all in capital letters, being a federally incorporated state, a foreign corporation to the original 13 colonies, the only leg of legality the United States of America, not all capital letters, had to stand on, based on the distorted Louisiana Purchase Document, is a statutory system that has done little but to rob its own citizens of their liberty, keep them under control, and keep them fearful of their own government. Another example.
Yes.
Lady Master, there is a lady that's here on the board, Michelle. She said there's something on CNN, and she's on line one, and she wants to tell everybody.
It's a repeat of what we had before that I mentioned in the hard news.
Oh.
I have CNN on just in case the president pops on or something important happens.
Okay, so thank you, Michelle.
We're on it, girlfriend. This is Stephen Rapp. He's the ambassador at large for the ICC, and he is educating the American people, apparently on a continuous loop all day long, of what the ICC is, and he is in charge of, he's the ambassador for war crimes. And my feeling is, I called Rama earlier, Michelle, and I said, this dude is talking about war crimes, and that might be because, who knows, maybe they're going to arrest right in front of our eyes Tony Blair, Bush, Cheney, Rice, Rumsfeld, and maybe they are telling people on Sunday what it is, so when it happens, they'll make the connection. So thank you for that. It's exciting, Michelle. It's unwinding right in front of our eyes.
It is indeed. I passed the talking stick.
Love. Thank you. Thank you both. Okay, I want to skip down. Sorry?
Just remembering what Tony said, there is no opposite to love, joy, and peace.
Yes, that's what Ouachita's about. That's why I'm so excited.
Yay! Okay.
Well, it's based on spiritual principles. This is the self-governance we want now. And the fine doctor goes on to say, we Ouachita call ourselves indigenous. Indian, in quotes, is a federal word coined by Columbus, who thought he had landed in India, when he found himself instead on Ouachita land. Now, the word indicates a federal U.S. citizen. Indigenous means that the people have a claim to the land and sovereignty, and any tribe, people, or nation claiming the status of indigenous is recognized and protected by the nations of the world through a set of international laws, acknowledging their special rights accorded under universal laws of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. By our Ouachita Declaration, we have officially left the quote-unquote, and not in all capital letters, the Union of States, and are no longer a part of the so-called United States of America. Ouachita believe all people are equal, regardless of race, and that includes whether you're, Rama, what are some of the other races out there? Reptilian? Birdman?
Beth, is someone hammering in your background?
Yeah, it's in the bedroom upstairs. They're probably hanging up a poster. It's a teenager, and there's no way to communicate to them right now.
Okay.
I'm hoping they'll stop.
Okay, I just wondered if we had interdimensional communications going on.
Right, the telegraph.
My dear, dear three that I live with are very kind to me because they're very quiet during the calls.
Oh,
and
yes.
I can't really criticize them because they do a good job. There's several hours in their own space where this happened.
What was the question again, Beth?
Name some other races, because I don't want to only speak about what we call humanity here when we say that we acknowledge other races.
Oh.
Pashat.
Well,
Pashat.
The lion people, the bird people. The
bird tribes.
The reptilian people. There are people here from Antares and Arcturus, and some of these people are the
praying mantis people. And that's why the Dagon tribe in Africa, they talk about the praying mantis people. Mm-hmm. And the Dagon tribe are directly from Sirius. And that's very important, everyone. Sirius is a trinary star system, including our sun, Sol, as the third of those. It's not a binary sun system. And that's part of stuff in science that hasn't been completely admitted to, because that would be too many questions, wouldn't it? What do you mean we've got two other suns? Where are they? How do we get there?
there are so many different cultures represented on this planet that would take up the next 2 hours.
Right. There's 200 million different races, right?
Yes, right.
No. 200 million different civilizations.
Civilizations. Right.
And there are trillions of us. I mean, it's as many of the stars that are in the Maseroth, and the sky changes, by the way. That's another thing people are going to get over here. And we're learning that. We're still, you know, learning that stars go supernova, and planets turn into suns. Jupiter's doing it in front of our very eyes. Since 1976, as our bicentennial was at the same moment, we are an experiment, and that is the same thing, and we are the experimenter. In other words, that spark of life that activates that straw man that no longer is being silent, that's us, and we're filling in the blanks, and you're teaching us how. And it's according to walking on Mother Earth, and walk with, you might say, the owl eyes at night, and the quietude of, you can hear one hand clapping when you walk through wherever you're walking. It's a way of not just listening, it's a way of hearing Mother Earth's heartbeat. Arundhati Roy said that. You can hear her heart beating in Mother Earth herself. That's where we are. And then resonate. And we are resonating with Carolyn from North Carolina.
Line one.
I had a question about the how Ouachita addresses species, also such as the Tall Standing Nation and the Four-Leggeds. How are they factored into?
They are factored into. That's what I'm bringing up here. That's what I want us to recognize, that this is what we're talking about. Now, imagine this. Imagine that the Syrian commander makes the revelation about disclosure, and we have the cloaking. He will be telling people, I am from Sirius, and I originally come from Andromeda, and we are a galactic society. Now, only by moving ourselves into action politics and waking up and seeing the truth about the corporation, which we call United States of America, and realizing it's what we're moving to now is coming into our galactic society, it's important that we acknowledge all races. And so they don't say in their writings, we acknowledge, what did you say, Carolyn?
The tall standing nation, the trees.
Yes,
I'm having a lot of tree genocide going on around my neighborhood right now because people are desperate for money.
I know. They, I would have to say that we're talking about the one tribe of humanity here, and I don't know if they're, I won't say they're including those ones. But they do acknowledge, I think what Tara is trying to jump in and say is that they acknowledge that we have to, it's required in the Ouachita Nation that you honor all life forms. And I'm getting, that's just what I was getting to right before I got interrupted.
Okay, if I could have that talking stick for a second here. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I wanted to speak about this a little bit on the morning call as it was at the end. It's now, we'll do it now. Lord Jamal said that it's a figment of our imagination that there is a valid Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. And there is, that's really true. Because remember, we got the story, one must understand that there was dissent among the ranks of the founding fathers from the South who wanted to keep the slave thing going as it was the way they were conveniently arranged for a convenient life with all of its inequities. And so Thomas Jefferson compromised with his own conscience and made a decision to do that and then to work within, you know, the greater hope, you might say, and navigate further after the fact with the knowingness that without doing something right in the first place, there was going to be some time down the road when this was going to really be trouble. And the real constitution, which was studied by Thomas Jefferson, studied by Benjamin Franklin, studied by those, Patrick Henry, studied by those who were carrying something in common with the native people, Iroquois, and that was that there was something called masonry, and that masonry is based in the teachings of the Path of the Rose, and that is for one very important reason that Sir Francis Bacon was the author of the teachings of the Path of the Rose. He was called the Rosicrucian, which is the teachings within the true Christ and then his bride. And this part of it is the stuff that was cut out because that's in the Gnostic writings and that's in the Nag Hammadi dig that we were reading and, I mean, listening to the documentary about. And that brings me to that story. I don't know if everybody's even heard this, but we can go over it anyway. In the picture of the Last Supper, which was painted by Da Vinci, and Da Vinci was discussed as the most advanced, you know, being on planet Earth, and he knew things that were not publicly being enabled for him to speak of. Therefore, he put symbols in his paintings. And they didn't show this on this particular documentary, yet I've seen it on other places. That one, which has been described as biblically maybe being John the Beloved, indeed was Magdalene. Mm-hmm. And that you can lift the whole Magdalene, John, the apparent position where Magdalene was looking as he was in the position of John the Beloved, and lifted and placed it on the right-hand shoulder of Sananda, of Yeshu in there, and it is an exact. It is an exact, which is what he meant to do. He meant to leave it coated like that. Not only that, he chose to place her there because it formed a V in the painting in terms of the angle that she was leaning to one end and the angle that he was on in relation to her, which is talking about the vagina or the entrance to the Holy Grail, which is the yoni, that's right, which is the feminine energy, which is the open receptor for, you know, the will of the seed to live in her womb. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
This is the center, the dark rift of the what is lining up with the Milky Way galaxy on 2012, December 21st.
Now, there was also jealousies, what they were saying in this documentary, too. So Peter has him, you can see in his right hand that he has a knife, a form of a knife or a dagger. And his right hand, he's actually pushing against Mary's, Magdalene's shoulder, like he was jealous of her. And there was jealousy, it said, among the disciples for the relationship that was really teaching about women being equal and honored equally in the relationship with man. And in service to the feminine within marriage, the feminine is the volunteer to receive from the imagination. So that is the receptor site for higher understanding that comes through our imagination, for higher communication. We communicate especially through that window to the soul, which is using the largest nerve that we have in our physical body being exposed in the eye to the outer realms. And the eyes are often said are the gateway to the soul. And so the eyes take in images, and there are more than two eyes. The third eye, right in the center of the forehead above the nose there. And then there's another one that is right above it, too, in the frontal lobe. There's an intermediary chakra there. That has to do with the 13 chakras, which is in addition to the 7 basic chakras, that which is 7 plus 6. And 7 plus 6 brings you to that 13, to the Divine Mother again, and it is required to understand that. 6 is Lady Master Nada.
Mm-hmm.
6 is Lady Master Nada. So what is that another word for? It's called the Ruby Rose Ray. The Ruby Rose Rosicrucian. Crucifixion. The crucifixion was something that Pythagoras was talking about when we were reading about those wonderful golden verses of Pythagoras. And, you know, in the more Christian, and you have to understand that the true bride of Christ, that means a good man, a good householder who protects the feminine, protects the nature of the being that we are, in starting with the physical, in the sense of taking care of each other, like Beth just started talking about. We're putting flesh on the bones, you might say, of all the truths that have been brought through. Pythagoras was a prophet. Pythagoras was indeed a prophet. As a matter of fact, he came before the Nazarene that we all know as that prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophets that we know about from times gone before that, all of the prophets were the ones that knew what it meant to be a good householder. And in the Hindu tradition, that's called Vishnu.
Mm-hmm.
And Vishnu is... Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have Ruth from Oregon here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, greetings. This is... I'm just calling to thank you all and tell you I love you, of course. And thanks so much for placing the complete UCC code... information on your website. The only thing is, when I click on one of these, and if I go to print preview, I get the entire page, both side, you know, everything on that page. Are these meant to be that which we can fill out eventually for ourselves?
It's my hope that you can print them out and use them. So there's a couple of things you can do. This is a great question, Ruth. You can print without a print preview, because in some computers that works, and it'll take out the side stuff. So just ask it to print from page one to page one, and just do a test and see what happens. The other thing some people might have to do, which will be laborious and well worth it, is you might have to open up a file in a Word document, whichever one that you use. And you might have to open up simultaneously the website and then do a copy-paste.
Yeah.
And go all the way through and pull those documents and put them on a page the way you want them. And it's easy to see where the page breaks are, and that's another way to do it. That's what I suggest for now. And try those two things. Everybody's computer is different, so I won't be able to answer blanketly. But then if you have more problems after that, give me an email, and we can talk about it some more. So there's more than one way to skin a cat when it comes to computers, and you guys might have to get out there and get creative and typeset these words. It's not going to take you that long. I've done all the work, so keep at it. You'll figure out a way to get it.
Can we order these somewhere, these forms, in a blank form, and then just follow the instructions as you have them?
If you can find them, all the better to you. All I can say is that I posted them, as I promised. They're there to use. Now work with them and figure it out. It's there.
Okay. Okay,
love
I have
you.
One more thing. One more thing, please.
Yes, of course.
I hit the donate button on the website, the front page, and went
Thank
to PayPal.
You. Thank
and,
you.
But there is no message line to say that it's almost the full amount to pay for the BBS broadcast that you owe so far.
Okay.
But I have no way to state that on the order that I put in. It's already in the account.
Okay. If you would like, what would be fine, Ruth, send me an email, and I will do your wishes as you desire.
Okay.
Do you know how to send
me
an email? At btrutwin@gmail.com.
At Gmail, yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank
Blessings
you.
To you all.
Thank you so much for everything, Ruth. Good luck with it. And seriously, if you have more problems with those forms, let me know. The source that I have for them, I may be able to figure out a different way of posting it, and I'm working on that, and it takes time. So this is the best we have right at this moment, and we have Grand Goddess Lily to thank for those forms, because we wouldn't have them without her. So thank you again.
Yes,
Tara, did you? Go ahead.
We're very appreciative, and I've also forwarded this information to other people, so that's why I was trying to get a very clear as to how to copy them and get them so that it's easy. It's a lot of pages, like you say. But thanks for all your wonderful work, and we'll play with it.
Thank you. We'll keep working on it. Tony D and I already talked about this before the call, and we're going to work on it together and figure it out. And it may be the best we have. It may not. We don't know the answer yet.
Let's have a wonderful rest of the call.
I just want to jump in here and say that one of my moderators has emailed me during this call, and I've already put out there that I've been somehow barred from logging on under my name on the Galactic Roundtable. And during the call, that happened just before the call, and during the call, there were 140 pictures of pornography posted to the Galactic Roundtable. And so I do not feel this is a mistake. I feel that there are ones out there who are not happy that we're talking about this, and they're not happy that I'm putting this out. And I'm doing this work with King of Swords, and so I am not worried about it. I know this is the right thing to do. And it's actually a compliment when I get this kind of a reaction, because it is telling me, you go, girl, because you're doing the right thing. Because if you weren't doing the right thing, you wouldn't be stirring things up like you are. So we have controls in place to keep things off of our site, but I just really want to let you guys know what's going on. This is happening while we're here. And they're thinking I'm not there to stop it. So I want to thank Mindy. Mindy, you help me every single day. I couldn't run the Galactic Roundtable without you. I can't thank you enough. I also want to thank Andrew B. at the UK. He is brilliant on the computer, and he helps me in ways I didn't know I needed help. And the two of you send me emails, and sometimes I don't reply, and I'm always thinking about you. And I appreciate you being self-starters, because and going on even without a reply and not always getting a pat on the back. I apologize for that. So it takes a lot to keep the Galactic Roundtable going, and they're not the only ones. Tony D helps me, and Cynthia Susan still sends me emails and keeps me updated on everything, and I am probably missing people here. I want to acknowledge Sean, because he helped me get the frequently asked questions section written, and I haven't finished that, Sean, and I haven't forgotten. And I want to thank Sarah, because she reformatted all the forums. And I also want to thank everybody who's out there every single day commenting on the site and helping us as a group, and also all the volunteers that have helped in the past and will be helping again. Go ahead, Tara. I'm done.
I was just going to say it was 3:33, and when you got done, it just went to 3:34 just when you got done, so there you go.
Thanks for looking out for that, because I've started doing that now all the time, too. I want to go back. I'm getting ready to wrap up the last of what I was going to say. I wanted to bring to the attention of everybody the spiritual aspect of what it means to join the Ouachita Nation. Now, there is an empress who has a title of nobility, and I'm reading to you again from what the doctor wrote. The empress has a title of nobility because she is the rightful reigning royal family head of this ancient nation. She fully supports self-rule and a sovereign nation run completely by the people and for the people, a concept that the ruling body of the USA has obviously long forgotten. The United Nations and World Court have long-standing laws not permitting foreign governments on sovereign indigenous lands. So the Empress is calling for all U.S. federal agencies and U.S. federal statutes and laws to acknowledge our ancient lands, and the diplomatic immunity. Thank you, Don. And the diplomatic immunity of each and every Ouachita sovereign. Her aim is to make available to all people on this sovereign land the opportunity to live without any obligation for paying property taxes, federal taxes, mortgages, income taxes, state taxes, social security taxes, and without using tax identification numbers. But taking responsibility for governing themselves under the laws of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Her objective is that nations of the world, including corporate United States of America, not in caps, recognize our sovereign immunity from U.S. laws and statutes and enforce respect for Ouachita wherever they might travel across this planet. Our tasks remain to educate both Ouachita sovereigns and citizens of the world to our ancient heritage and our indigenous presence on the face of this good earth. And to finish up, I will say, sorry, I'm just finding my place here as I scroll through. Okay, I want to include this one last important piece that helps describe Ouachita. It is upon these impure forms that are all activities within Ouachita are to progress. Further principles which have been laid down include, and this is a short list, and I think it's important to hear this, no discrimination in any form on the basis of race. This is where I left off before. And when we talk about race, we are talking about everything. And I'll keep it under the heading of galactic human for now. No discrimination in any form on the basis of race, gender, sexual orientation, age, religion or the lack thereof, spiritual beliefs or the lack thereof, political views or the lack thereof, nationality, ethnic or cultural background, creed or any other difference which does now or may in the future create a distinction between human beings is permitted. This extends to all areas of life. All people are innocent until proven guilty in an imperial and or the International Court of Law. Violations of any law in the alleged upholding or enforcement of a law is considered a criminal act, treated and subject to the same justice. Any interference in the lives, property, business, or other activities of any Ouachita sovereign citizen by a non-Ouachita government quote-unquote authority is prohibited. Espionage in any form against the government of the empire, any Ouachita sovereign citizen, their property or business is forbidden. No sales or other taxes, duties, imposts, governmental fees, etc. shall be applicable within the borders of the empire to Ouachita sovereigns except those specifically imposed by the imperial government. That's all I wanted to share with you from the good doctor. And I want to just close by saying it's through moving away from any specific religion or church that we find our own ascension. And this by no means cancels out your beliefs. As religion suits you, follow it as you will. Or if you have none, follow that as you will. This simply acknowledges that we all have the freedom to come to our inner knowing of what we call the Christ in our own way, no matter if Buddhist, Islam, Zoroastrian, Hindu, Jewish, Christian, or any other religion, or any lack thereof, as you will, as is your wish or desire, as long as it seeks the highest good for all life forms, in all that is. And that's my presentation of what it means to be Ouachita for today. And just to let you know, this is going to be an ongoing discussion, so feel free to email me and we'll continue to do more. How it begins is like this. You take the information that is on the website and you read through it. And the instructions say you do not file your UCC until you have filled in your freedom paper, your freedom documents. Your freedom documents have to be filed at the county courthouse by where you live. And a copy has to be kept in a file that you have at home. So you have to fill out all the paperwork in order to know what you're going to put on your UCC. So the UCC is only one page long. Or, you know, in my case, I will be including three minor children. So I'll have an addendum to mine because I'll be putting that red S number from the front of the birth certificate on and including each one. You can include your children and your grandchildren under one adult UCC. But if you have a spouse, they have to have their own UCC, and you only put the children and the grandchildren on the first adult's UCC. And as long as they're under 18 years old, they are included. So in order to fill out your UCC, I was mentioning before, you know, I have to know my nursing license number. I have to go look up that marriage certificate information and include it. And you might have to do your own research and your own gathering, which may take you some time. So, for an example, two of my children were born in the Republic of Georgia, and it was their practice back then that they print the certificate of birth on paper, which is a fraud. And it's this kind of green paper that's like what it looks like, check paper. And I called the county where they were born and told them they had perpetrated a fraud by sending me these certificates of birth on this wrong paper because it's not colored paper and it doesn't have the red S number on the front. That's the number that they use in the stock market to trade their straw man name and make money off of their name. And it is not printed on their certificates of birth from the Georgia Republic as it should be. And they know exactly what they're doing. So I contacted them at Vital Records there, and I said, this is a fraud, and I want a proper birth certificate mailed to me. And then the first thing that the director at the Vital Statistics office at the state said to me on the phone was, if you feel that way, you need to file a lawsuit against the state of Georgia. And I corrected him, and I was very kind, and I explained to him why I needed that number, and I mentioned the stock market. And about 2 minutes later, he changed his tune, and he offered to have the new birth certificate sent out on the correct paper with the red S number, and he informed me that he's changing the practice in the counties of Georgia to the state practice, which is to print it on the colored paper, and he agreed to do it at no charge to me to replace those old birth certificates. So I have sent him and received back a signed certified letter, but no birth certificates yet, so that's to be continued. I'm trying to say that every individual is going to have different needs in locating the documents that you'll need to finish your UCC. So even though you can print out this paperwork this afternoon and maybe even fill it out by the end of tonight, you may not have everything you need to finish it. And that's the part that, you know, I cannot fill in that information for you, and you may need a consult for, depending on how complicated your situation is. You may go through the search engines and look for more information, and there's good information out there. But the most important document you'll need is a birth certificate with a red S number printed on the front on colored paper. The reason I'm telling you all of this is to say, in order to become Washita, you cannot do it until and unless you have filled out your freedom papers, filed them at the county where you live, kept a copy for your file. You have to go through the signings and the documentation and the notaries just as stated in the instructions. And then you use that information to fill out your UCC after you've gathered all the documents that you may need that you don't have in your possession at the moment. Once you've completed all of that and you have sent in your UCC and made a copy of it, only then can you file to become Washita. And in order to become Washita, you fill out three forms. But the forms you fill out must have a stamp and a seal from the Nation of Washita, which is recognized by the United Nations and the ICC. The only way you're going to have those mailed to you is if you mail to them a full copy of everything I posted, filled out and filed the way it's supposed to be. If you're anything like I was when I first heard about this, you're crying right now, because I was crying. I was literally crying when I was talking to Tara and Rama about this the first time. But the advice I got was this. Grand Goddess Lily said, it may seem overwhelming, but take your time filling it out to avoid mistakes, and you will be able to get it done. And I suggest starting at the top of the pile and going through page by page and just keep working on it until you get it done. So I think that's all the time I want to spend on that portion of this today. And I hope you'll call in and ask questions. The number here is 415-762-1161. And I think that's all I have to share about this for now, Tara and Rama.
Well, that was a mouthful.
Look who's talking.
Well, you know, I just want to say that all the questions we've ever had today have been really looking for, how can I have what I have now that I know is solid and do what we're asking to do now? And it goes with that, and everything else shall be added unto you. And Grand Goddess said, set the foundation. You know, make that shift, hit that proverbial stand in your life. And that is what is good. Again, remember, in there's these letters that have to do with the way that our bodies function. It's called Idea Ru. And the I for ingest, the whole concept of making this shift. And then the D is digested. And that's what we're doing when we come together and we give the phone number, area code 415-762-1161. And then the E is eliminate all false ideas, right? That's how we digest. We say, okay, this is food. This can digest. That isn't. And, we're going to have to send that down a different chute, you might say. And then the A is assimilate. In other words, once you've eliminated that which is not needed, then you can assimilate the heart of the matter. And then there's an R, which is called redistribution, and that's where the crying is. And when you burst into tears, it literally redistributes the energy and releases whatever stress has been going on anywhere in the physical body and gives you that which you need to realign and go to, you might say, zero point. Isn't that beautiful? And then the U is utilization. In other words, whatever emotion bubbles to the top, they're called suds, is the way that Cynthia calls them. When we can identify them and then feel it with your mind. Now, everybody's just saying, I've never done that before, because you're not conscious of what you're doing. When you feel with your mind, you embrace a higher mind, which is your Buddhic self. In other words, love your Buddhic self and feel how much love that your Buddhic self has for you. And then you can cry. That's calling on your higher self. Okay, and then utilization. Then you get to use the cosmic light that results from that. Uncle Ed on line...
Camille is first.
Oh, Camille, I'm sorry. Line A1.
Hello?
Hi, Camille.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Beth, for that awesome information. I have a quick question. This is for Beth. I pulled out my birth certificate. I was born in 1966, and it is printed on that check-type paper. So I just speak with Vital Statistics and say that it needs to be reissued with me with this, with the SS in front of the number, in front of the... the birth certificate number, or is it the registration number?
That's an excellent question, Camille. I'll put it this way. Somehow in all my travels of walking in and whatever else happened, I have no birth certificate in my house for me. So I have to reorder mine. And then my child who was born last in the state of Minnesota, his was correct. So out of the four, I need three new ones. And I said to the vital statistics manager, the guy in charge there, I said, how do I know if I order one today that you're not going to send me one that's a fraud that I can't use? And that's when he got kind of huffy and he said, I'm going to replace yours at no charge. And I can say that you're going to run into places today. And Grand Goddess Lily mentioned this too, where they're still taking away the rights of the citizens and not giving that red S number on colored paper. So what I recommend maybe is calling them and asking them what their certificates look like. I can tell you what my experience has been. I recommend they have, if you put it into the search engine for birth certificates, you're going to get things that are not what you want. So you have to be sure if you go onto a website that it's the actual state website of the state that you want. And then I would call them and ask them what you're going to get if you pay for something. And my experience in trying to replace my in replacing mine is I had to go to the website for my state, print out the form. You can fill out the form online, and then you have to print it out with all the answers filled in. And they're asking for a fee of $23. I think it's worth calling them first. If I'm going to give them $23, I don't want them to send me a fraud for what I spent my money on. So I would call them and ask them what you're getting for and tell them what you want. Tell them you want it printed on colored paper with a red S number. What happened in the state of Georgia was the counties were issuing the check paper, and the state, if you requested, made your request through the state versus through the county where you were born, they were doing it on the correct paper. So you can do nothing with UCC without a birth certificate with the red S number on the front. I recommend calling ahead of time and knowing that there can be a problem or an issue. And be patient as you work through it.
Okay, thank you. What I was thinking of doing, because my kids all have their birth certificates with the red S number, are they supposed to, when they issue another certificate, even if there's a change on the certificate, are they supposed to give you the same number?
I don't know. I would assume so. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. Well, I was okay. I'll ask them. I was just curious because I had put my
it's the number that you're assigned at birth. It's the number that you're assigned at birth, and it's my assumption that does not change.
Yeah, that's what I thought because this wasn't why I called, but my son has a second birth certificate issued that I put his father's name on it, and I'm just recognizing now that it doesn't have the same birth certificate number. But what I was going to say is that I'm going to take down these birth certificates to the vital statistics and tell them that I need my birth certificate reissued with the seal with the red S, and they should then understand what I'm talking about, right?
On my son's birth certificate that was born in Minnesota, it's simply just printed on colored paper. It looks blue around the edges and pink in the middle, but it has all colors of the rainbow on it, so I call it colored paper. The red S number is printed at the bottom on the front of the birth certificate, and that's what you're looking for, but I wouldn't use the word seal.
Okay, not seal. Okay. Okay, just the number that's okay. All right, well, thank you for your help. Thank you for your journey, and thank you for all your effort. I really, really appreciate you, Beth, and of course you and Tara and Ram and everybody who's waking up. Thank you.
Thank you, too, and thank you, everybody, for being here because we're doing this together and we're doing it with love. We had a caller, Ed, on the line. Ed, if for some reason you're not there anymore, if you'd like to call back, please call in your questions to 415. It's amazing how that number goes out of the head, and we say it every day of the week. 415-762-1161. Thank you. Tara and Rama, I'm not sure where we are right now.
Oh, well, you said a mouthful is where we are right now. We're all kind of, we're going through this process, I guess, of somewhere between ingesting and utilizing this.
Vilma is on line one.
Oh, okay, there's somebody. Vilma.
Hello. How are you guys again? I'm sorry. I have one more question for Beth.
Hello, Vilma.
I don't have
that
a birth certificate.
That is line B1.
Can you hear me?
You're like, yee-hoo.
Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Well, I have an idea of where to go. You know, everybody wants to know what it means to be Ouachita.
Mm.
And, you know, they were the biggest mound builders there ever were in anywhere. I mean, wherever you follow the mounds, you're going to end up with Ouachita.
No, we can't hear her.
Can't hear who?
Vilma, hi. Are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm
here.
Hear can
you
hear
Vilma?
Me? Okay.
You have to
my
press
question
your
is,
star six or something. I don't know why we can't hear you, Vilma. It's
oh my
4
goodness.
O'clock, though.
Yes, well, let me see. Just a minute.
Don, maybe if I
can
yell
you hear
into the
now?
Phone. Vilma, we
can you
can't
hear, me?
Hear you.
Try one more time, Vilma. There could be just a difficulty with the connection. 415-762-1161. What?
Yes, Don says he's going to be back in 5 minutes, so hold your calls for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's what's happening. It's time for a station break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about, Rama, you play some music and give us a station. Or,
yeah.
You know, I'll take you to some, anytime, you know, Sananda, what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Is this
Chandra Das?
Can we vote on the music we're going to have?
What do you want
to
hear?
Oh, yeah. What do you want?
You thought something better than Michael Fronte? Because I'm in the mood for that right now.
Oh, my.
Barack Obama.
Michael Fronte.
Yes. Okay, Michael Fronte, Rama, can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I was laughing this morning when the president started his speech because he started it by saying, you know, I know you guys, he was talking to the soldiers. He said, I know you guys didn't get much notice that I'd be here, and the American people let me use this thing called Air Force One. And I was thinking, I'm not sure you got over there on Air Force One.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you, my favorite.
And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Yes, 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 it's time. We all come together. Ah, walk among us.
Walk, walk, walk.
Thank you.
Sure.
Barack Obama.
You know, I don't know if anyone out there wakes up with that I don't feel like getting up feeling, but I keep my headphones next to my bedside when I'm sleeping, and I turn that song on when I don't feel like getting up.
Oh my God.
I oftentimes start my day out with that.
Oh.
That is really funny because, you know, lately Barack Obama is telling everybody, you better get up and wipe your eyes, you sleepyhead, because I'm going to be on your TV today and tomorrow and the next day, and I don't care how sick you are of me, that's tough. I mean, really, look at it. When is the last time we ever had this kind of communication with a president? Well, JFK, except that got all muddled when the Bay of Pigs got in the middle of all of that. And just to remind everybody, there was a great danger then that there was going to be a nuclear holocaust in Los Angeles, California. As a matter of fact, as a, you know, what's his name in Cuba?
Castro.
Castro. He is handled, you know the word handled? His handlers are the CIA, always have been. So he had to do a double-edged sword thing too, just like all the other country leaders, and avoid the jackals and that Mr. Posada. He killed a whole team of Cuban, was it soccer or basketball players? On an airplane as a warning that you're next. And he even tried to kill, what's his name again? Cuba.
Fidel
Castro many times, bombing in hotel lobbies, killing all kinds of other people. And the point is, why was I bringing that up? What were we talking about, Beth? There was an important point there.
We were explaining why my man Bam is so important and no one's been like him in such a long time.
I know.
I can't say that enough.
I was saying that he was being handled by the CIA and the CIA came into Cuba. You know, and here you thought the Russians were, you know, the turf was Russia. And remember, that's not true, too, because the whole Russian communist thing was set up in collaboration with the game, and the big time game was Rothschild, Kennedy Rothschild. And okay, so the CIA went down there and literally launched a nuke targeting downtown Wilshire Boulevard, LA, and it was intercepted in midair by Ashtar and the command.
Yes.
And neutralized in space. Or we would have had 3 to 10 million dead people.
Right.
And that is the way that this non-intervention in the civilization's development has worked all along. Because the serpent fire that we talked about yesterday is the right use of one's will, combined with the energy that goes up that shushumna called the kundalini, and that snake energy. And snake energy is number 6, Lady Master Nada. And the serpent holder is holding the snake in 2 parts in the constellation. Which means that, you know, snake energy, when it's divided in half, is still snake energy. And that's what the party system represents. Because the snake, with the misqualified use of that kundalini snake energy, is in both parties. And there is no good guy, bad guy. And that's the movies that the old movies have been based on. Good guy, bad guy, and force them out of here one way or another, and kill or be killed is the name of the game. And all of a sudden, we've got something different. What do we have? We have the golden compass. That is a completely different theme. They're calling on a higher energy, the gold dust.
Yeah.
And they're calling on the energy of integrity coming from bear energy. And bear energy is Russia. Mother Russia. Pole bear. Polar bear. And that goes back to what? Instead of having a polarity, we have a unipolar universe. And that's why we focus on the energy going through that polar star in the Little Dipper, actually. There's the Big Bear and the Little Bear, and the Little Dipper is the Little Bear. And you might say it represents the Mother Russia energy of the Little Mother, meaning daughter. And you know in Iceland that they have daughter after their names, not son, because they have kept with Washita all this time. And they have a matriarchal society, and they run it by Divine Feminine, their governance. This is just amazing in this late day and age that we're hearing about that, and that they declared their sovereignty. They did. And they refused to be part of this thing. Their economy did collapse right along at the same period of time as Greece's. Mm-hmm. Yet there's something going on within their people. I'm not sure right now what's happening. I'll just say that because they were a nation that was sovereign and independent of whether or not this went up and down, ultimately, they have another way to keep things going. They have to, number one, because of the nature of geothermal already running their country. I mean, without that geothermal, and you know geothermal is all over in Hawaii, and this is what we're doing now. We're uprooting the usurpers, which is the false government, because the government has been trying to snatch up geothermal property and try to make a profit off of it. And it's the people's land, and it's the people's property, and we do NGOs, and we do common law, and then we use that energy of the mother that's naturally there. And they're found, that thermal, geothermal energy is found in the steam vents around volcanoes that are forming new earth. That's why both Iceland and Hawaii, where the newest earth and the planet are forming, both in the Atlantic and the Pacific, there's new earth rising, and also Atlantis is rising with it in the Pacific and the Atlantic. Right here, right now. So the kundalini of Mother Earth is actually rising. And so the kundalini of us as Washita is rising right here. And you know, in the Washita Moorish science, they refer to Revelations chapter 13. And this is the interpretation. It says the active kundalini. In activating the kundalini by conscious effort in meditation, the Shishumna, while it is the all-important force, is ignored, and the mind is centered on the Ida and the Pingala. For the Shishumna cannot be energized alone, and it does not start into action until the two side currents have preceded it, forming a positive and a negative current along the spinal cord.
Yvette from Colorado, line one.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me well?
Yes. Hi, Yvette. Hello.
Okay, hi. Hi, Beth, Rama, Tara, and Marietta. I have a question about the UCC forms and the Wichita citizenship.
Wonderful.
I have an alien status here in United States. Can I still apply for that stuff?
Yes, you can.
Yes,
you can. Yes, you can.
That's great.
Another question is,
I want to say, you know, on a more serious note, for example, Tony DeAndre, who owns WelcomeTheLight.com, and you can certainly send him an email from, you know, at his website, and he can help you as well. He is from Canada, and he filed his UCC through the States. And so there's going to be something slightly different than yours than there will be from mine. But once you have that correct information, you can go to any U.S. State website and pull the UCC form and file it. And you can use the papers that I put on the Galactic Roundtable with those instructions and follow through with that. And anybody from any country can become a part of the Ouachita Nation because we are all one people.
Okay, I have another question. My birth certificate is from Europe. And my marriage certificate, birth certificate is from one country in Europe. The marriage certificate is from another country in Europe. And my name is pronounced the right way. It means it starts with a capital and the rest is small letters. Do I need to bring those papers, file up these papers too?
Okay, what I want to say is that filing the UCC means that you are telling those ones who you have those adhesion contracts with that you are not the straw man. You are forming your own corporation, which is the sovereign you. That's what I want everyone to understand. You may get that, but I don't know if everyone on the call understands that. That is what the UCC form is for. Regarding, you know, the list that you just gave me about the marriage and the birth and all that stuff, I don't know the answer. But if you'd like to email me, I can direct you to a place where you can find those answers.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Do you know my email?
Yes, you give it. You give it. I wrote it down.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and blessings to all of you. Okay? Thank you so much.
Namaste. Bye-bye. I want to share an email that was sent to me since we've been talking. I'm just going to read it to you. This is from one of our GRT members. It says, "Hey, Beth, I am lost. As I read part one, I don't see any red lettering or anything attached." Vilma, I see you're on the line. Go ahead, Vilma. I'm going to take your question first. I'm sorry we missed you last time.
I had a bad connection, so I've been trying all the time to get back on. Can you hear me now?
I still can't hear you, though.
You still can't hear?
It's a glitch in the machine.
Vilma, I don't know why we can't hear you, but we can't.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know if maybe we can take Vilma's question and type it into the text. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how you can do that if you can't hear Vilma.
I think Dawn is busy on the other.
Well, okay, Vilma, try again. I don't know what to say. Was it 5 minutes since Dawn told us to wait 5 minutes on it?
I'm sorry, Vilma. I apologize. I'm going to go back to this email.
Okay.
It says, "Hey, Beth, I am lost. As I read part one, I don't see any red lettering or anything attached. It is just all ongoing text." Okay, that's the first part of the email. I'm going to answer that first. First of all, the reason you don't see red lettering is because I've had to drop it into the format of Ning, which takes the red out.
Right.
But if you read the red lettering, the stuff that's red that I've read that's red, when I print it out, is it says erase this, the part that's red says erase this before you fill it out. So if you're reading through it, you can obviously see the things that are in red are like when it says to fill in your name, that part prints out in red. So it should be self-explanatory as you go along for the most part. that you're going to erase the part that says your name here. That's printing out as red that you're not seeing because it's in the ink. So nothing's red that's not obvious that it should be red. The other thing is the person says it's just all ongoing text. Well, yes, I know that. That's how I put it in. You have to print it out. You have to print the whole thing out. So I think what this person is doing is just kind of glancing at the first entry of the 13 entries that I put on there and reading it and going, oh, this is just one long scribe. Well, it looks like that if you're reading it on the website. What you have to do is you have to get that to a printer and print it out. And you, when you print it out, I had to buy a new package of paper and a new package of ink. And, I mean, you know, that's $25. I spent $25 just to print it out. I mean, that's at home. You could take the file to some place and have them print it if that works for you better. But I'm telling you, my friends, it's 250 pages long. You have to fill out the freedom papers. You have to file them at the courthouse. All the instructions are included. And this is action politics. You're going to have to pull yourselves up by the bootstraps. Get out to where you buy paper and ink. Do whatever you have to do to make this work for you, but it's all there. So there's no reason to email me and say, I haven't read the whole thing, and I haven't even looked at it, and I haven't printed it out, and I don't get it. You're really going to have to do this yourself. Grand Goddess Lily says that the UCC form is one page long. And Tony said when he was on our call, you can fill it out online. It takes 5 minutes. What Tony forgot to say is Tony personally paid to go to a week-long seminar taught by Sam Kennedy's people. He sat for a classroom for a week, and he spent thousands of hours gathering up the paperwork that he needed to do it. And understanding how to do it. And then it took him 5 minutes to fill out the one-page form. And Grand Goddess Lily says, and I put this right out on the website today, that you cannot fill out the UCC until you fill out the other 250 pages of the packets, because you use that as your worksheet, and then you take all the information you've written there and apply it to your UCC, which only takes 5 minutes to fill out. After you've finished the whole packet. So I don't want to scare you by saying he spent thousands of hours learning it. The truth is he didn't have everything handed to him like Grand Goddess Lily and I have done for you this morning. It's handed to you. You didn't have to do any effort to get it. And it is self-explanatory, and you will be able to fill it out just by reading what's there. I've read the whole thing twice before I came on here to tell you what it was about, because that's only fair that I know what it's about before I say anything. And I can honestly tell you, print it out, read it, then get questions, and then email me. But don't just glance at it and then email me and ask me to explain it to you in an email when you haven't even printed it out or read it. So I'm just, I want to say, you know, those were really good questions, and I'm glad that came up while we were still on the air. You're going to have to work for this. That's kind of cool, because you're telling the universe, I'm a sovereign sentient being, and I'm willing to do what it takes to become part of this planetary government. What do we have here? Okay, I have porn pictures on my website. I have prank calls on this call. I think there's a lot more listening that we're even aware of, and apparently I'm on the right page, because King of Swords told me today that this would happen this way. So, Tara, do you have something to add? Because I think I'm done with that part.
Okay.
I might go give a little message to the King of Swords to, as the Syrian commander is taking care of the Stargates, the King of Swords will take care of other issues at hand.
Very cool. See, The thing is that Ning is not in their office on the weekend, so if you file a complaint with Ning, nobody's going to read it until lunchtime tomorrow, and I can't get on the site right now. Not only that, I was simultaneously taken off of being able to post on Yahoo groups. So someone's, and then during that time period, they put all these porn pictures on the site, and now, and my dear, dear moderator, nice lady that she is, maybe doesn't want to look at that stuff, and now we're getting prank calls on the radio. So, I mean, it's big.
I will go do some magic here.
I love you. I think we have a caller. Ahalia, did I say that right?
Ahalia.
Yodlehi Halia.
Line two.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we can.
Ahalia, hi.
Hi, Beth. Listen, sweetheart, I wanted to, I am confused. Listen, I talked to Lord Jamal on last Sunday. I had one last question I wanted to ask because, you know, I have been back and forth with Goddess Lily also. She's been sending me emails, and I'm kind of confused because what Tony said is the same thing basically that I was told by both Lord Jamal and also by Goddess Lily, and that is I had been listening on the calls for probably about a month and taking notes, and mm-hmm. she definitely specifically said, make sure that you fill out the UCC-1 financing statement.
Mm-hmm.
And the document is only one page. Well,
right.
I live here in Massachusetts, and it's one page, and you get a one-page instruction. Now, at first they said, you know, go to take it, you know, you could get it and fill it out by hand and take it to the county. But then when I went online, I called the UCC office here in Massachusetts, and she said, you have a choice of two things that you can do. She said, you can either download the form and type it out, okay, like you can download it onto to a Word document, fill it out, then mail it into them, or she said that you can fill it out online and
mm-hmm.
send it to them. And then the following week, I went through
you.
All that, and
let
I, you know,
you
I
just
said okay.
For
and
clarification, Ahalia.
Mm-hmm.
Just for my own knowing, what you were just saying, you were talking about the UCC form and you were speaking to someone from their office, correct?
Well, I'm telling you two things. I'm telling you that before I did anything,
mm-hmm.
okay, I had been listening to the Ouachita calls for over a month, taking notes from both Goddess Lily and Lord Jamal. And I had some questions that I emailed to Goddess Lily, and she responded to them. And the last
right.
time that she sent me an email was a couple of days ago when I asked her about secured, it was something about the secured party, what did that mean, and also an additional debtor, and she sent me an email back telling me what that is.
Right.
That is what's on the UCC-1, and that's what I have. And
right.
when I talked to Lord Jamal on Sunday, this past Sunday, not today, but last Sunday, and I told him what, you know, my concerns were, and
yeah.
I even told him that I knew of another Ouachita person who is also on these calls who had initially a lot of trouble, and, you know, she said she had filed it, and then it was kept coming back, and so she finally found an attorney that only
mm-hmm.
charged her $140 to do it, and
right.
she gave me that So when I mentioned that to Lord Jamal, he goes, no, 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 no. He said, you don't have to do that. He said, you can do it yourself. And he said, it's only going to take you a minute. So basically what I'm saying to you is that several people that I have been talking to in the Ouachita over the last couple of weeks are saying you don't have to fill out every single thing in that document right away. And this one person in particular said to me, she said, the main thing is get your birth certificate on there. She said,
right.
As you are ready to let go of everything in the system and you get used to it, you can add more to it. But the main thing was
right.
to put in the birth certificate number. So now that's the information I got. And then tomorrow what I will do is I will go on to the state of Massachusetts' website, fill out the information that I have, and send it to them. Then I asked Lord Jamal that once I did that basic piece right there, would that be enough for me to send to them to, you know, request to become Ouachita? And he said yes. So it is a process, it's not something, from my understanding, that I have to do, you know, like all of those papers all at one time. And the other person said that she hasn't let go. She has some state licenses that she has not released, and she's not going to be releasing right away.
Okay.
She said, when you get ready to get your driver's license, all of that.
I got the answers to what you're asking. Don't
kind of
don't
like at the end of this process there started. So I just wanted to share that.
I'm sorry, you got muted there for a second. I missed part of what you said.
What did you say, sweetheart?
I said that at the end there you got muted just for a second.
Okay, what did you miss?
Oh, you were saying about the licenses, and you can add to it later.
What I was saying is that
when you're done, I have a reply.
She informed me. She said, you know, like as you want to add, you know, driver's license and you know, social security numbers.
Ahalya, the reason
Holly, you're having a hard time hearing. That we want to be able for you to hear when Beth is calling you. You're having a hard time hearing. Beth's been calling you for a while. So
Beth has been calling me.
Ahalya, hold on just for a second. What I want to say out of the compassion for the people who are hearing this for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try very hard on this first day not to freak anyone out. And this is what I would like to say. The instructions I have are regarding becoming Ouachita. The instructions I'm about to repeat are from Grand Goddess Lily. She said, we cannot accept any application for becoming Ouachita unless we have a copy of the fully filled out freedom papers that are filed with your county first with your UCC. So,
yes, Beth, but listen, sweetheart, every state is different. Now,
wait right there.
That they will not accept. You cannot file your UCC in the county. It has to go to the Attorney General.
Wait, Ahalya. I'm sorry to interrupt you, and the reason I am is to be really clear for the ones who are hearing this the first time. I mean no disrespect. Wait for a minute. What I'm saying is there's a difference between the Freedom Papers and the UCC. And the Freedom Papers, now what I'm speaking of, is on becoming Ouachita. you cannot apply to become Ouachita until you have filed, not your UCC, I'm not talking about the UCC. You cannot file to become Ouachita until your freedom papers are on file and recorded at the county courthouse where you live. That has nothing to do with the UCC. And those freedom papers
okay.
that you have.
You know what? I'm going to release this because I understand what you're saying. I'm just going to follow the what has been given to me because I've been on the calls for over 2 months now, and you know.
I hear you, and I understand.
And that maybe things could have changed.
I appreciate your point of view. I appreciate your point of view, and I thank you for your contribution, and I want to say that it sounds like there's some confusion between the UCC and the Becoming Ouachita. They're two separate processes. Now, as far as the UCC being different in every state, that's true, and I'm not going to be able to tell each person what it is, but the very beginning place you start with getting the UCC that's correct for your own state is you go to the Secretary of State website for your own state. So put that in the search engine and come up with the SOS site for the state of where you live. And right on there, you're going to see a tab that's going to say UCC form. You pull up that tab, you get the UCC one, and you print it out and you read it. And it has the instructions on it. That's what we're talking about, the UCC. Now, Ahalia was saying that some states don't let you file that in the county courthouse. I never said you have to file that in the county courthouse. I never said that. What you need the UCC for is to tell the United States Government Corporation that you are not the straw man. You have formed your own identity. You are a sovereign being. You have to have a second mailing address to do that. That's another part of this. So I personally went and got a post office box. I've already done that. So you have wherever you receive all your wherever you receive all your snail mail to now, if that's a post office box, you might want to use your domicile address as your second address. Or if you receive all your mail at your domicile address now, you might want to get a post office box. That's up to you, but you have to have two separate addresses for your corporation. And then, so you fill out the UCC and you file it with the state. And that's different for every state. And that's part of the process. The second part of the process is filling out the freedom papers. And when you're done with that, you take them to the county courthouse and you file and record them. And in the freedom papers, once you fill them out, you will have everything you need to fill out your UCC. So, as I understand the instructions from Grand Goddess Lily, you start with the freedom papers, get all the answers that you need for the UCC form, and then fill out your UCC. Everything that I'm stating at this moment is written in the instructions of what I posted on the galacticroundtable.com. So the first place to start is to print everything out and read everything. And then the other thing I want to say is, you know, Rama was teasing me earlier. He said, I feel like I'm listening to Mrs. Data. As far as, you know, Lord Jamal saying, you don't have to hire an attorney. You can figure this out. It's not hard. I want to say that, you know, because I was put in these high-pressure situations in the ICU and I had to have all this information memorized to figure out what to do for my patient next who was dying in front of my eyes, I have a tendency to go fast. I have a tendency to process information quickly. I can read fast. I can tap out on the computer like nobody's business. But that was put into me over 20 years. And that's not everybody's personality. Some people are artists. Some people are really connected to other things that have nothing to do with Mrs. Data. So some people are going to read this and you know, roll up in a ball and cry on the floor because I can't figure it out. That's going to happen. And if that happens to you and hiring an attorney is your solution, there's nothing wrong with that. So I agree with both solutions. I agree with hiring an attorney if you feel comfortable with that. And I agree with, you can do this. It's not that hard. I agree with both. It depends on your personality. So there's going to be a wide range of normal in figuring this out. So the impression I got talking to Ahalya, I might be wrong, but the impression I got was that we were talking about two different things, not that what we were saying didn't match. I think we were both talking about two different things. So this will be a journey. We'll stay on this together and keep emailing me your questions. And above all, read what you print out because everything I said today is in there. And I'm saying it because I read it, and I'm saying it back to you because I've already read it. I'm not making it up like pulling it out of the air. I hope that helps somehow. Sarah, are you still waiting? Oh, my gosh, it's getting late. Oh, Sarah, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Sarah?
No, this is Ahalya. I've been talking to you. Anyway, I'm going to get off the phone because she might be waiting in the next queue. We are talking about the same thing. We're just talking about different process at different times. So anyway,
right.
You know,
right.
I know it'll all work out.
I agree. I appreciate you much.
Okay, best of love to you all.
Best of love to you.
Namaste.
Okay, bye-bye.
Master. Bye-bye. Okay, who would you call on again?
Sarah? Sarah from Arkansas, are you there, my dear?
I am.
Hi.
Hi. First I want to say this, that first I love you all immensely, and I'm really grateful for what all you do, all of you. If you see something in the donations from Beacon Global Enterprises, that's me.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Thank you for keeping our freedom of speech on the air for all of us. I love you.
Well, I'm going to put it all into one lump, but it can be dispersed as to, you know, wherever it's needed most, and I'm going to probably let you all decide that. So...
We're all working together, and it's very much appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I have a question about the – it's not really a – it's a more of a rhetorical question. From the viewpoint, from a sociologist's viewpoint, which is really just a higher viewpoint of the whole thing, I understand it's important to do Washita and it's spiritual and all that. But what if – like, I just had a vision that this thing is like the as above, so below situation of, like, the death of us without dying. It's like, I don't mean death, it's, but it really is, it's ascension. It's like leaving this world and not dying to do it, if anybody understands what I'm saying. But what would happen if you didn't do the Washita route? Well, because everything's going to change anyway. One possible answer to that would be that, or a possibility would be that Washita is, in fact, the new structure that's being built that will replace the old one. Now, I don't know if I'm looking at that from a further down the road perspective or if I'm looking at right now, and if somebody could confirm or clarify that for me, that would be great.
I would love
but
to.
The question is what happens to people if they don't do the Washita route? What's
question.
What's going to happen to them?
Excellent
because,
question. Go ahead, sorry.
Because that basically would mean that if you're going to ascend, because I see this as ascension happening mm-hmm. now, it's a 3D what we can literally, you know, touch and feel,
that as close as we can to actually leaving this world and going into the next one.
Oh,
so
okay.
If somebody wants to comment on that, just go for it, and I'll get off and listen, and I'll pass the talking stick. And I love you guys oh so much.
Thank you
so
for your support,
day, and I'll listen
love
on the
you.
Computer.
Thank you.
I want to say that there's no judgment here, and there's no right or wrong decision here, and nothing's going to happen to anyone if they don't become Washita. Start out by saying that. Now, I'll say what happens when you do become Washita. I'm going to use myself as a personal example. My nursing license, my driver's license, my passport, my identifications. I'm not one of those people who has any veterans benefits or Social Security benefits. Anything that you list on your UCC, which is the form where you're telling everybody, I am not that straw man. I am not your slave, and you can't trade my birth certificate number on the stock market anymore. That's what the UCC says.
Yeah,
the UCC.
I wanted to make that point that this is not about why bother. This is about why to bother.
Wait, Tara, I know you have something important to say. Just let me finish, and then I want you to say your part, because we always have slightly different perspectives. All of the things that you list on the UCC, you still have your full rights to use anything that's there. So you're not losing anything by telling them, I'm not that straw man, because all you're doing is telling them, I'm not that straw man. It doesn't mean you give up your benefits or your rights to any of the adhesion contracts that you've entered into before. It doesn't mean that you're losing anything. And then on top of that, I would say only go down this road if you feel that you're in your joy doing it. If this sparks your heart, makes you feel alive, and makes you want to jump up and down because you're excited, that's a clue that you should do it. And if you're not feeling that way, what I say is definitely wait. And there's no judgment. I'm not telling anyone else to do it. I'm just saying it's been strongly suggested to me it's a good idea, and the people who suggested it to me know more than I do about it, and I feel excitement in my heart, so I'm going to take their suggestion and do it. And I don't suggest anyone else do it. I'm just putting out the information as I've been asked to do, and there is no judgment at all if you don't do it. So I think as we learn more, we can give up our fears as we go along regarding that it's taking anything away from you, because it's not true. And then I agree with what you said, Sarah, about this being part of our ascension, and that it is what we're moving into in the future. And, you know, if a person's hearing about all this and it's bringing up fear, wait a month and hear some more and put it up on the shelf and don't worry about it. Just keep listening and see what happens down the road. And Tara, I know you probably have something intelligent to add that I didn't say.
Yes, it's. Let's look at what is possible to add on to you. In other words, nothing that you choose to keep can be taken away, because as Grand Goddess Lily said, she said, you used your flesh and your blood for whatever position you are in that you are benefiting from to your determinations that you decide to keep. Then there is the elimination of those things which are not lawful, that have been imposed by the system that you've been participating in. Those are different things that you choose not to keep. And there are means by which that you have now been added onto you by shifting your consciousness, really, because as you understand how to do this part, which is your rights, your unalienable rights, and that applies here and now. And in the Constitution, it states, which is a spiritual and only the only spiritual document on the planet. Okay, in the Constitution, it says you relinquish your citizenship as you choose not to seek the truth, the knowledge of the truth, and then do what you need to do. Make yourself show up there. And that's what this is about. This isn't about, well, everything will change. Well, everything will change in terms of more people becoming aware of this. In other words, the actions taken in service to the divine feminine, the mother nurturing quality being brought to Washington, D.C., that is the deal here. And he told everybody, he said, what? He say Hurricane Katrina was a genocide against our people, the Moorish people of the land, of our land, stating, I am Ouachita, and everybody with the ears to hear heard it. And it was done on the 29th of August, which was the last day of a 100-day extension that the G7 had given to Little Bush Jr. and his friend Hank Paulson. Yes.
I'm terribly sorry to interrupt you. I just noticed the time, and we have two callers left. I think we're going to end our time here pretty soon. I just wondered if we could get to those two.
Yes.
The first one is Patricia from Minnesota. Hi.
Hi, it's Patricia from Michigan.
Oh, Patricia from Michigan. Hi.
Yes. Dear Beth, let me preface this question with expressing our deepest gratitude in our hearts for the help and the love which you exude to all of us. My question.
Thank you.
In the post-Nasara, when we have a planetary government of sovereign beings across this planet, would this process of becoming Ouachita be still necessary?
Excellent question. I asked King of Swords this question, and he said, being Ouachita is the planetary government. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm excited about this. He's telling us, get ready, folks, because this is what we're moving to.
We are in we're in round table, and that is what we're going to. Ouachita is working in the circle energy. Circle is the first law of love. Be calm.
That's why I was sharing, Patricia, today about the information about that the idea of being Ouachita means believing in love, peace, justice, freedom. This is the planetary government. You can go online and read those things, what Tara shared last week. The Ouachita people believe in being loving to all life forms and to taking care of your body by being vegetarian. And everything we talk about at any time on this call has all falls under the auspices of what it means to be Ouachita, including joining the planetary government. That was what the King of Swords said to me, and that's all I can share is what he said.
You are correct. Perhaps I can clarify the question again.
Okay.
Would this lengthy process of paperwork still become necessary at that point?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because whenever you incarnate into a human body, you have the arms and the legs to take the action steps on the earth plane that changed the program from within the matrix. The only reason we incarnated into these bodies was because they can't do it from the etheric realm. So I would say, yes, by all means, filling out the piles of paperwork is absolutely necessary to change the program from within the matrix. And we're doing it as gods and goddesses on Earth carrying out the master plan on Earth from the matrix.
In service to the one.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Namaste.
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 Vilma, my dear, I really hope I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you,
Ron. Oh, good, good. My question, how are you guys? Anyway, we'll try it one more time. My question is, I am an American citizen, however, not by birth. I am a naturalized American citizen. How does that work? I don't have a birth certificate. I have a certificate of citizenship.
That's going to fall into the realm of answers I don't know the answer to yet. And I think what I'm going to have to do is take questions in my email and make a list of questions and find out the answers and do another teaching on it. And as soon as I find that answer, I'm happy to email it to you. It's part of my learning process of being a teacher of this, and I'm happy to do that. You know, I agreed to do that before I came on this morning. So if you remember, my email address is btrutwin@gmail.com. So put it into my email so I can add it to the list. And you may want to look in the search engines. The answer might be easy out there. I don't know the answer, my dear.
And Beth,
thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for all.
Thank you for calling back.
Yes, Vilma.
I love you all. Namaste.
Vilma, I just want you to know also that, what was the last thing I was going to say? There was an important piece, and it just went out of my head. I'm sorry. What was the last thing you were saying, Beth?
What was the last thing I said?
Yeah.
Is this a test?
No, I mean, what were you talking about that you were concluding because it was about that?
I was saying I don't know the answer, and I'm going to make a list and put it into my email.
Oh, that's it. I know that Grand Goddess Lily said that anyone on Earth can become Washita because that means you're identifying with what the United Nations says and the ICC also, which means that, I mean, was she at, Vilma, are you still there? Were you born?
Yes.
Okay, where were you born?
Lima, Peru.
Okay, so that means it might be addressable through your situation as to where you are from. So that would be something that Grand Goddess Lily would have to answer in that question content.
Okay,
right?
Tara, it's a very wise answer you're saying, but you're mixing apples with oranges again.
Because what?
The reason it's mixing apples with oranges is because to file out a United States UCC-1 in your state, you have to have a United States birth certificate. So her question is saying, I want to file out the UCC with my state, but I don't have that birth certificate. And I'm saying, we're going to find out that answer and get back to you. And then what you were saying was the oranges, which is the Washita filing, which is different. So it's kind of the same thing, but kind of not. And I just want to make the distinction that it's not the same thing so people don't get mixed up more.
Oh, okay, then this is what I didn't make a statement about, that there would be some possibility of a UCC statement of a different nature that Lima, Peru has. And that would be something that I am quite sure that Grand Godless Lily would say, okay, then your home state is Peru in that sense, country, whatever you want to say it, and whatever birth certificate that's from there. All these things are answerable, and so, yeah, UCC is for if somebody is actually got a birth certificate somewhere in the United States. Yet there is a procedure
And that's what Tony D did coming from Canada. He's not from United States, but he filed his UCC through the United States. But I don't know if Canada's the same as Peru. So, we're all learning, and I don't know all these answers yet, but we'll figure it out.
We will.
I guess
we're going to learn about the United Nations because that's where we're learning the interception here of this.
Yep. Tara, I guess we have to get off the air. I think we're late.
Yes.
One minute we got.
One minute.
Okay, namaste.
Minutes.
Thank you.
Namaste, Vilma. Love you. No, Tara,
love
I think we're
too.
Really
Bye.
Out. We're done.
At 4:50. Oh, okay, namaste.
I want to thank everybody who donated today. And thank you for keeping our freedom of speech on the airwaves. We love you all. We will see you on Wednesday night, and we'll take up this conversation again. Namaste, everybody.
Namaste.
Sat Nam.
Thank you, Don. Great day.